93 FM, 106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Me.
The church bells are ringing. The show has begun. The
church bells are ringing. Pardon me and my gal.
God has just tuned his dial to 106.7, or whatever your station is.
And rips the knob off.
As he does every day.
Yes.
Big news. Many reasons for the fanfare. How about this? The star of the month. For the radio station.
Oh, the employee of the month, the star of the month.
Oh, very good.
Right.
Uh-huh.
This is one of their worthless morale-building BS mass mailings. Anyway.
Wonderful. It's terrific.
Yes. Let's see. The Free FM star of the month is Jessica Rabbit.
Hey Jessica!
Jessica jumped into big shoes, managing continuity in the middle of Redskins season. And has grown into her position with skill, accuracy, improvements, and a wonderful attitude. She puts in any necessary extra effort without hesitation. Baby.
She sure does.
It's truly
she sure does.
A compliment to the team. Join me, parentheses, Michael Hughes.
Yeah.
What an idiot. I mean, what? You know, if you're going to write
join
a note.
Join me, President Logan. In thanking her.
Will you pray? Will you pray with me?
Let's Mike, get on your knees and pray with me.
I don't feel comfortable, Mr. President.
Come on, Mike.
You know, Nixon did that with Kissinger.
Yes, that's a big story. They 24 stole that from Real History, which is delightful.
Mm-hmm. It was the best moment last night on 24.
It was good. Yes.
Pray with me, Mike.
Pray
wow.
With me. What a great president.
Pray with me because I'm the biggest idiot on TV.
The president's just signed his wife's death warrant.
Uh-huh. Right.
Her car is about to get blown up and he knows about it.
My political career will be sabotaged if I don't let my wife blow up with the Russian president.
So let's pray.
Pray with me.
Pray with
Mike.
Me.
Pray with me. Okay.
Pray with me. CTU found out about it.
So anyway, join me, parentheses, Michael Hughes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In congratulating Jessica, and don't be jealous of that upfront parking spot on a cold, wet March morning.
All right, let's call her.
Well, she's one of our friends, too.
Yes.
Nice to see that she's getting recognized.
Rightly so.
Traffic, this is Jessica.
Jessica!
There she is. Look at that.
Hi.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
You deserve it!
Month. Wow.
How do you feel?
Wow.
Wonderful.
You're the star of the month.
What do you plan to do with your winnings?
Park in the front space, parking space.
And how long do you get to do that for? Until they name the next star of the month.
That's right.
That's great.
So what did Mr. Hughes say to you?
He just said congratulations.
Have you shared the news with loved ones?
No.
Your parents, your
do
family,
you, do you
your
plan
friends?
To share the news with loved ones?
Have you
sure.
Have you put it on your MySpace account?
No.
You should make a copy of the letter and put it on MySpace.
All right, I'll do that.
Very good.
So are people congratulating you on winning this esteemed honor that only comes out once a month?
Yeah.
What does it feel like in a sentence? Can you do that for us?
It feels wonderful.
Good sentence. Mike and I have worked here over 15 years, and we've never known the thrill of being the employee of the month.
No, they do silly little phony things like calling this the Don and Mike building. We see right through it. We see right through that. What we really always wanted is to be employee of the month. And it's never come our way.
We'd have to move our cars a couple of spaces.
Yeah.
It's the golden ring we aspire to. Well,
yes.
Well, Jessica Rabbit, congratulations.
Thanks.
Nobody deserves it more, Jessica.
Thanks.
That's right.
Well, we'll see you at that big congratulations, you're the star of the month party.
Will you be rewarding yourself with a super latte?
Sure, why not?
Very good.
Celebrate.
She's in really fine company now. What?
She joins like Andrew Eason.
The lovely Ashley last month.
Yes. That's right. Andrew was now. I really.
And I think
I don't want to cause controversy here, but I wasn't on board necessarily with that. You know, that decision about making Andrew Eason the employee of the month. But Jessica, I wholeheartedly support that.
I remember looking over the minutes and seeing your one dissenting vote.
Yes, yes, I voted, and I made my feelings known. Yes.
Even Oscar throws a bone occasionally.
All right. Well, Jessica, congratulations.
Thanks.
And again, I just want to tell you that everything that you told me about Michael Hughes is totally off the record. Everything
won't be repeated.
Everything that you talked to me in the office about when he came to you and told you that you were the employee of the month. I don't think that you should take that.
Exactly.
I just want to say,
Jessica, is there anybody you want to thank? Is there anybody you want to thank? Any of the behind the scenes people that made this possible?
Or your God?
I'm thanking all of you guys. Everyone in the office.
All right.
Anyone else?
Rob Spiewak more than everyone else.
Thank you. I wasn't baiting for that, but I'll take it.
And look at that. Look how calm and collected she is after what Hughes did to her this
morning.
He wasn't
baiting.
Yeah, let's not tell anyone.
I can't speak of that.
Not until April 1st.
Oh, you mean the kind of prerequisite for all employees of the month? A visit to the office, right. To the corner office.
Bend over, sir. May I have another? It's his weird, perverted.
Right.
You know, he puts on his suspenders with no shirt on. And
you're supposed to get employee of the month for that?
Oh, yeah. You were the only one that got ignored.
Ouch.
He calls it a star treatment.
Oh, yes. Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a diaper enthusiast. Change me, Mommy. By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
All right. Well, Jessica, we'll leave you with this.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Pop the champagne, Jessica.
All right. Good for you.
All right. Congratulations.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope this doesn't ruin our relationship with Robbie Gomez.
I think we all, like with all employees of the month, we have to keep an eye on her now and see if she changes, because sometimes they change.
Now let's do another fanfare, a spotlight.
Another?
Spotlight on Regis Philbin. Now,
always nice to put the spotlight on him.
Yes. Regis Philbin has mispronounced names before. When he's had Kelly Preston on the show, he said, he is Preston Kelly.
Right.
I mean, he does this all the time. You know, here's Bob Pacino.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They had Al Pacino on. He calls him Bob.
Bob Pacino. Who would think that the Godfather, Serpico, they call him Bob Pacino. But Regis manages to do that.
Right. Now, this morning, while they're doing the show, they have a woman on the phone. And her last name is...
She's not on the phone. They actually just had her.
A contestant. Right.
In the audience.
A winner.
In the audience, yeah. Her name is...
Art Moore came out with a bunch of balloons on him, and she was entered in one of the balloons.
Yes.
Her last name is Cuthole.
All right.
Cuthol.
Yes.
Regis Philbin.
Okay, take a balloon. Pop it. Long way to go for this stupid gag, isn't it? Art, you can relax now. You're in show business. Poor guy. Okay, so here's the winner. Hey, it's from San Diego, California. Laura Cuthole. Laura Cuthole.
What?
What was that?
You heard it.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it.
It's interesting.
It certainly is.
Very interesting.
Long way to go for this stupid gag, isn't it?
It was.
Art, you can relax now.
All right,
you're in show business.
Who is it, Regis?
Poor guy.
Who's the winner?
Okay, so here's the winner. Hey, it's from San Diego, California. Laura Cuthole. Laura Cuthole.
Now, I don't know about you. I'm offended, okay?
Rightly so.
I'm writing a letter.
Regis.
Regis. We have been accused before of being, you know, misogynists and
sure.
And massage therapists.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, we're doing an entertainment show.
What the hell is Philbin trying to pull here?
I mean, listen to this.
Art, you can relax now. You're in show business. Poor guy. Okay, so here's the winner. Hey, it's from San Diego, California. Laura Cuthole. Laura Cuthole.
Regis.
film.
There she is.
Laura wants to go on a Mediterranean cruise, and that's where you'll go, Laura.
With all the cut holes. That's wonderful. Look at that. Hope she has a good time. Very good, Regis.
Glad he didn't pop one of the balloons around back.
Very interesting. Very interesting winner today on Regis and Kelly.
Yeah.
I think perhaps the perfect Regis and Kelly viewer.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think that's accurate. She's the typical Regis and Kelly.
Oh, you can relax now. You're in show business. Poor guy. Okay, so here's the winner. Hey, it's from San Diego, California. Laura Cuthole. Laura Cuthole.
On daytime television, no less.
Oh, Regis.
Regis Philbin, we hardly knew you.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
This is the last show.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hi.
I wanted to know if the name of the guy on the plane in front of you over the weekend, if his name was Edgar Styles.
Edgar, we got a lot of fat Edgar last night.
Great Edgar, some great Chloe last night.
Edgar moving quickly down the hallway with a long body shot.
I got the body count for you.
Now the body count has to be tremendous last night. I thought there was a lot of them that were falling last.
Now is the body count people that actually die or people that Jack Bauer kills?
I think it's actual just deaths on the
actual
show.
Deaths
from 24. How many do you have?
I had nine.
Yeah.
Nine people.
Sounds right. Yeah.
And most of them killed during the motorcade attack.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Do you have a running total for the season yet?
Oh, I don't have that. Oh.
Let's do that next week.
There you go.
Yeah, running total. How many bodies?
Good idea.
All right. See you on the internet.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye!
I just want to go on the record and say, I don't think this is a good idea, Chloe.
Louis Lombardi. That's his name.
Thanks for mentioning my real name. As an actor, I play Edgar Styles.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hello. What's Jessica's MySpace so I can go home and pleasure myself to it? Because now she's Employee of the Month.
Well, you just go to MySpace.com and look for
Employee of the Month.
I think it's under it's under Michael Hughes' account.
Oh, yes. I see.
Oh, yay!
Yep,
and she's got a lovely pictorial there.
So, very nice.
Ooh, and so does Michael. A warm enema.
And so does Michael.
Yeah, check out his place.
Now that I mentioned it, gosh, I think it would just be so wrong if anybody out there was to make a MySpace account under the name of Michael Hughes.
Yeah, that'd be horrible. That wouldn't be funny.
We can't encourage that.
And perhaps
that wouldn't be funny.
Promote some of his.
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
some of his interests.
I prefer red wine.
We don't.
I picture
red in a box, warm to the touch.
I picture a website with disembodied photographs.
Yes, please.
La 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 la.
Just neck down shots.
Okay. You're not suggesting anything photoshopped.
Well, that could be done, too, I suppose.
All right.
They can do anything on that crazy website.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you about the email I got from him? He, of course, is the de facto general manager here.
Right.
And he half-assed runs this station and about five others. It's the reason radio is the way it is today. Mm-hmm. You know, you got one guy running six places, and really he's not qualified to run one. And I mean just Hughes. I mean all these general managers in general.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a pun. General managers in general.
In general. Generalized anyway, general manager.
One of the stations that this guy runs is the Spanish station.
Mm-hmm. El Sol. No pensé de nueve punto uno.
So he sends me an email saying that he was in a limo with the secretary of
the Salvadoran ambassador.
The Salvadoran ambassador.
To the United States.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he was trying, and the guy says to him, because they're talking about this Spanish radio station the company owns, they say, what are the other stations that you have? And Hughes says, well, here's one of the stations that we have, and he turns on our show, and it was the day that we were calling the phone whores.
As Michael Hughes.
Playing the Michael Hughes tape.
Very nice.
The email said that they through a translator, tried to explain what was going on, but that the Secret Service agents were really digging it.
Yes, they were. They were laughing hard.
Now, that's great on a lot of levels, but here's the level that bothers me the most. What is a schmuck like Michael Hughes
doing with a high-powered individual from another country?
Right. You know, doing near the Secret Service to begin with, because they're obviously there because the guy that he's with is important.
ambassador or just a friend from South America?
I think most of the time we would wish for Michael Hughes to be in, you know, the Russian president's car. Especially last night. Maybe sitting on the lap of the red-haired Secret Service agent.
I don't know. Maybe that gentleman is Michael Hughes' mule.
Mr. Hughes, we'd like you to eat these condoms.
That's all I'm saying.
No, I'm saying that guy is Hughes' mule.
Oh, really? Just with the delivery?
Yes, the government right. official, that we're, whoever it is we're speaking about.
Thank you, Juan. More prune juice? Here you go. I'm looking forward to spending the next 16 hours with you.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Change
is.
Me, mommy.
Fantastic.
No, really, and that's where I think he's trying to show that he's trying to make me think that he's got a sense of humor about the show, that he's not quite the uptight jerk that I still know that he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll say something like that, like, you know, have a good laugh, was enjoyed by all, blah blah blah
yes.
blah blah. And then
I don't doubt the fact that the Secret Service was probably laughing about it.
And then to show how good-natured he is, didn't he copy you on the same email?
Yes, he did. Uh-huh.
That's right. And a couple other people, too.
Uh-huh.
As if to say, you know,
look at me.
I'm Michael Hughes, and, you know, they made fun of me in front of an important man. And look, I'm sending a mass email about it.
Yeah.
That's something.
Worst things could happen.
Get me the cut-hole woman on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hola, Donaldo y Miguel, mis Hola. Hermanos de la radio.
Hola, ¿cómo Hola. Está?
Muy bien, ¿y ustedes?
Muy bien, gracias.
Hey, listen, I wanted to congratulate Mike. I think it's pretty cool that his ex-wife got on Regis today.
Oh, no.
Bye!
Let me just...
That could
be any woman watching the show.
That's not appropriate.
Any woman watching the show.
Please. Now, please.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Jack Bauer choke out for the season is at 12-0 this week, unfortunately.
12 for Bauer so far.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you in Spokane.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye!
Pretty frantic 24 last night.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All right, you can relax now. You're in show business. Poor guy. Okay, so here's the winner. Hey, it's from San Diego, California. Laura Cuthole. Laura Cuthole.
Reach.
Everybody's gonna laugh and
read.
Laugh and read. Go home. Yeah.
Here comes your part, Mike. Count down to yours. 3, 2, 1.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, or between 1 and 5, or noon and 4. Or please check your local listings.
The Don and Mike Show.
General public. Tenderness.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
The name of the song is Tenderness.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, here's a good tape. It's been too long, Esther.
Florida Evans.
Welcome back.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right, this is the new hot one, though.
Bye.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
All right, let's bring him in. All right, there you go. I got the intro.
You're really citing those nice views, young man.
How's your fat? Tuesday.
Right, Mardi Gras.
Or as I call it, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Jim Nance Lobster Sandwich and all the ships at sea. Guys, all due respect, they're not going to pray with you. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thank you, Robbie Wright. It's Fat Tuesday. I think we'll try to call New Orleans here in a couple of seconds.
That's a wonderful tradition on this show.
See what's going on down there. It's a new episode of this show. Don and Mike Show, and it's a Tuesday. Last day of the month at 02-28-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Not even mildly retarded. You can call us anytime from anywhere in America. Here's our phone number. 877-365-3636. We don't give it out a lot,
right?
Because to me, it's a sign of desperation.
That's
when
right.
I'm listening to the radio and you hear some guy doing, it's 555 talk, and we've got to go to break now. But let's see, Buzz and Mike and Rob, you're on hold. And you,
Dale and Bill.
You want to talk about the price of Saran Wrap? I promise we're coming to you right after the break. Okay, 555 talk. People will figure it out.
That's right.
Now, besides the 877, you can call 800-636-1067. And if you're listening on WJFK in Washington, you can call us at 202-432-1067. We're also on the Internet. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
I'm not going anywhere near that. That looks like, seriously, today it looks more antifreezy than I've ever seen it. It's like glowing.
From the streets of New Orleans.
You know, it looks like a glow stick.
Our internet stream today comes from Bourbon Street.
Fresh. What is that smell?
It's the smell of New Orleans, Mike.
Exactly what it is.
The smell of asparagus.
Asparagus and old wood.
And hurricanes.
So go to the website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. There's the internet stream. You click on Listen Live. And I guess there was a problem. Hold on. Buffering and shaking. There you go. There was a problem yesterday with radio mats?
Yes. The hamster died.
Oh, that's a shame.
But the stream is strong today.
Coming strong, yes.
They didn't pull a little CPR on the hamster, just try to revive it?
No.
Died of a saccharin overdose, Mike.
Oh, man, I hate it.
All right. So, also, I give you phone numbers, website.
Right.
If you want to email us.
Ah.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. That email comes right here, right to the show.
They always die the same way, those hamsters. Ass up.
Face down.
Face down.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth?
Very sad.
So I think the... maybe let's just take some calls, and then we'll get to it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, this is Beluga. You son of a bitch.
What did I do now, Beluga?
You gotta feed me today. You didn't feed me today, goddammit.
Carla took you to work today. No, as a matter of fact, you were at work already. Carla's boss had you. Shut up, Beluga. Get off the bed.
Bye!
I love it when your dog calls in.
Well, I don't like the dog to call in.
Your girlfriend's dog.
I tell the dog constantly, please do not call in.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Get a rotary phone. That'll slow him down.
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello. This is another one of our famous unscreened calls.
I didn't believe you guys did until now.
Yep.
Can I stop? Hold on.
We were lying?
Hold on. Can I stop you for 1 second? I was reading something. There's so much radio stuff out there about the Howard Stern replacements in some cities and the ratings are bad. And then I'm reading that Les Moonves, the president of CBS, is thinking about suing Stern because, like, for the last, year, he plugged his satellite gig, and just now the company's figured out that maybe that's not a good thing.
Oh,
so
boy.
They're thinking about suing him, which is just going to be good publicity for him, which is dumb. And then I'm reading this. It's a radio thing. And it mentions this guy that we didn't know, but we were on a station in Miami about 10 years ago. This guy, Neil Rogers.
Neil Rogers.
Right.
Didn't he take shots at us all the time?
Yeah. At WIOD in Miami. Mm-hmm. And I think the big thing was, they said, but this guy, it's a long thing about who did good in the ratings and who didn't do good. And it was whatever. And down in Miami, they said, and the thing about this guy is he's the only talk guy in America that doesn't screen his calls, and many times when the callers call in, they don't even get to say what they want to say because he talks all over them. But they go on to write, this is the charm of this guy, right?
It's charming.
So I gotta think that we got a PR problem.
Uh-huh.
That first,
we have a huge PR problem.
Yeah. Well, tell me about it. But first, we gotta let the industry know.
Actually, our PR problem would be what PR?
Yeah. Well, we take unscreened calls. All the time.
Tell your friends.
Yes. If you call, there's a very good... Now, we have a screener because we play games and stuff, and we have to have names. But let's face it. Joe's retarded. Joe's not even a real phone screener.
Mm-hmm.
But most times, we just plop it down like we did right there.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk all over people, too.
Well, then that's rarely, because when you take unscreened phone calls, you have to be prepared to do that.
Right.
And very rarely do they get even to... Like this guy. Look at what has he said since he's been on the air?
Not much.
Absolutely. My point exactly.
I'm listening obediently.
You're listening obediently, which is a very good strategy. That's why the phone line is still open.
Mm-hmm. But I guess my point in all of that is I'm just screaming now. Look at us. Look at us. We've always taken unscreened calls.
And are charming.
That's, yeah. And
you know what we should do?
What, Mike?
We should send some of that information to our press agent.
Good idea.
I was just upset that I never got...
No, I'm sorry. No, we don't have a press agent. That's silly. Yeah. Our public relations firm. No, that's wrong.
Come on,
we should...
I'm just kidding.
We should... The person that here at the station... That represents us.
Guys?
Stop it now.
Mm-hmm.
Guys?
Hello. I can have an intern go post it at the grocery store.
Cowboy. Hello. What? Okay, what? Unscreened.
Before I call my grandmother and ask her what Regis said, what? I couldn't make it out. What the heck did he say?
Well, he's just congratulating a winner. That's all you need to worry about.
You mean after all that, you didn't get what he said?
I couldn't make it out on the radio. It was kind of...
Okay, let me walk you through
it.
Now, the woman's name is... Cut hole.
Or that's what it sounds like.
C-U-T-H-O-L.
That's what it sounds like.
Got it.
Doesn't that sound like something funny to you?
Yes, and I'm glad I didn't call my grandmother.
Very. That's a good thing.
Okay.
Good move not to call grandmama.
I called her.
You
Bye!
Called, you, called,
her ass off.
You called his grandmother?
Yeah, she laughed her ass off.
She loved it.
Knew she would.
That's funny, Spiewak. Did you shave her?
I did.
Good.
But you know what? I couldn't keep up.
Good, because I barely got to shave my initials in her back last time.
I know, and you know what? By the time I finished the left side, the right side was thick again.
Yeah, I mean, some of those hairs don't even feel like hairs. They feel like horns.
I mean, I was crawling on top of that guy's grandma, and I had the razor going.
Yeah.
What is the Sabian razor? Here it is. Is it somewhere over here? I don't know. God, all of our tapes are out of spot.
Writing a big DG on her back.
Yeah, so I'm doing this.
Right.
And it's like Bigfoot, this guy's grandma's back.
Snow White, though.
And the whole time that I'm trying to get my initials after we've made the beast with two backs.
Right.
I keep, boy, that's not going to do it. I go,
yeah, very wiry.
Stay still! Grandma, still! And then while I'm doing this, I'm thinking the whole time, why don't we get the respect that we're entitled to? Why won't the industry realize that we take unscreened calls? Why must you treat me the way I'd be treated by any stranger on the street? Because I am not one of your fans! Thank you.
Very good. Yeah, I see fish.
Granny.
Oh, there she is.
Ah, Granny. Granny. Oh, lovely Granny carving initials into Granny's back. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Howdy.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
I don't think you guys have a PR problem. I've seen this billboard down in Waldorf, and it would beg to differ.
You've seen a billboard where?
Down in Waldorf.
Waldorf.
We're hoping to get the Waldorf mark.
Yeah.
God, that's where we sent it. They said, where do you want to put billboards?
Don,
and we said, Waldorf.
We have a PR problem that goes far beyond a billboard or a bus board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're inside it. But we're living it. We're living the dream right now.
That's right.
Making it happen.
I'm thinking about starting a new magazine. You know, there are a lot of lifestyle magazines out. I'm thinking about starting my own. You know, I love golf.
Yes.
And, but I'm going to start it in Waldorf. It's going to be called Waldorf on Golf.
All right.
Bye!
Thank you, Don. Thank you. I'm here all week.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Is this Don and Mike?
Yes. Is this, let's go out to San Diego and talk to Miss Cuthole.
Hello.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
Let me make sure I have the name correct.
Oh, you can relax now. You're in show business. Poor guy. Okay, so here's the winner. Hey, it's from San Diego, California. Laura Cuthole. Laura Cuthole.
Yeah, you had it right.
Hi, Laura.
This is Laura.
Oh, what is your name, please?
Actually, it's Paula, Laura's evil twin sister.
Ah, everybody, Paula Cuthole.
the How are you,
sisters.
Paula?
Hi, Paula.
One of the many Cuthole sisters.
She's PC.
Uh-huh.
Paula Cuthole.
I'm actually down here in New Orleans for my birthday today on Fat Tuesday.
Are you calling us from New Orleans, Louisiana?
Certainly am.
Are you really? Where are you? Are you outside?
Well, actually, I'm about 15 minutes late from going in, but I've been listening to you guys for a long time and just wanted to give you a call. And I actually work in the industry in Washington, used to full-time, but part-time now. But I still enjoy your show. You guys make me smile every day.
Are you drunk?
Am I drunk? I will be.
When you say the industry, do you mean prostitution?
Will you show your tees?
No, I've gotten buttoned up to the neck today just for the heck of it, you know. Make it a little harder on them.
What are you drinking?
What am I drinking? We are going to be drinking Long Island iced tea.
Oh, so
today.
You haven't started yet.
She said she's
right.
About 15 minutes out.
There's still some in the blood level from last night, so I thought I better go float it in.
Well, good. You'll be reactivating all the alcohol.
Exactly.
Speaking of her breasts, don't forget there's a lot of pancake suppers tonight.
We'll
find them.
Were you there last? So you were there last night, right?
Last night, yeah. Celebrating my birthday. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of sad seeing, you know, the redness.
How crowded was Bourbon Street, if you don't mind?
Very crowded. I think everybody was there.
And who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Who's the celebrity I most resemble?
Please don't answer a question with a question.
Please.
You've done it three times now.
Michelle Williams, I think.
Who is Michelle Williams?
Brokeback Mountain.
Ah. Broke Neck Mountain?
Yes, Broken Cowboy Mountain. Keith Ledger's girlfriend, yeah.
Of Render's
I wish
girlfriend.
I knew who she was talking about.
You're what? Funny, lady.
Rob, do you have beads?
I can't believe you're having a hard time with a woman on this show.
Do you have beads on now, Paula?
Yes, purple and green.
Well, Kathy, it's nice having you on the show.
Well, I love your show, you guys. Keep it up. I enjoy it
Thank
every
you.
Day. You make me smile.
Have
Thank
a good
you.
Time on Fat Tuesday.
Thank you for the call.
Great
Thank
food.
You will.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great food
Bye-bye.
In New Orleans.
She goes,
Rob immediately has labeled her as fat.
Yeah. Rob right away thinks she's a pig. I disagree.
I don't think so because she mentioned that. I don't know the actress she was talking about, Buzz, but she was talking about an actress that was playing Heath Ledger's wife.
She's very pretty.
I
Michelle
bet
Williams.
That lady looks more like the mountain.
She sounded cute. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I sound cute.
You do not. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Town boy.
Hi.
Hi there.
Your little clown boy screener insulted me, and I'd really like to come down and punch him in the nose.
What's the problem, dude?
Huh?
What's the problem, dude? Oh, and Buzz, what do you have on your computer there?
Here's one of many pictures.
All right, that's your first problem. Is
Hold on.
Shut up for a second. Hold on.
Of Michelle Williams, one of many pictures I found.
Wow.
All right.
There she is.
She's cute.
Thank you.
See, look at that, Rob, on the computer.
Guess I'm wrong.
I guess so.
All right. So what's up? What's up?
You're unhappy.
What's up? No, I was calling to tell you guys, first of all, my name is Vanessa, and your clown boy hung up on me.
Wait, your name, that's a chick's name.
Your name is Vanessa.
Yes, because I'm a chick.
Yes, and my name is Denise. How are you?
You sound like a man.
Okay. You know what? I might have to do the 20 years I spent in the Army, you know, so get over it.
No way, you're a man.
You're a man.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Okay, what do you want me to do? Lighten it up somehow? I don't know how to do that.
What did the phone screener do to you?
I called and said, hey, I just want to say hi to the guys. He goes, what's your name? I told him my name. He goes, no, it's not, and hung up.
Yeah,
so I called him back.
So now...
Can't really blame him for that.
Now the guy gets through because, you know, the calls are on screen. Thank you again. Thank you, industry, for noticing that. But really, sir, what is the point of this? We know you're a man.
What are your vital statistics
Obviously,
as a woman? If you're a woman, what are your vital statistics?
I'm 5'8", huh?
You're 5'8".
5'8", I weigh 165 pounds.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, continue, honey.
Well, let me tell you, it's all in the right places. And at 43, I look better than most other 43-year-olds. So,
you're 43. You sound like, people must have told you, you sound like a man.
This is a man.
And you know what? And I'm not going to argue with that.
Of course
you're
not.
Because I get free fries a lot when I go through drive-thru places. But, no, I'm not
what?
A man.
Why
Wait
is that?
A minute. Why would you get
Why do you get free fries?
Because they call me sir, I go through, I look at them, give them that terrible look, and they apologize, and I end up with something free.
Ah, really? Because you sound so much like a man that when they see that you're a beautiful woman.
Tell me something. When you're...
You're 165 pounds, and 50
yes,
pounds
I
of it
am.
Is sack.
Is what? Did you just call me fat?
No.
No.
I was calling you guys
no,
to say
no,
how much
no,
I was.
No,
no, we're talking
no,
about,
no,
we're talking
no,
about
no,
your sack.
No one called you fat.
We're talking
we're
about
still
your
on the,
sack.
On the man thing.
God, isn't
no, I'm not a man.
Isn't Jock Itch just a bitch?
Are you in the, are you like in the area? Are you local?
Yes, I'm on my way home. I'm going, I work at Fort Belvoir. I'm on my way to Fredericksburg to go home.
Well, then what do you
well,
need
like
to do?
Well, like, we're on your way.
You have to come by the radio station today.
Please come by the radio station
I mean,
today
if you,
to prove
if
it.
Where's the radio station?
If you are truly a woman, we'll give you, what, $200?
Yeah, we'll give you $200
really?
If you can prove that you're a woman and we have a conversation with you and you're a
you
woman
have,
with that voice.
You have to come in the studio, though.
You know what? I am turning around right now. I am at exit. What is this? I'm coming up on...
I don't know, sir.
Yeah, I'm on my way to your radio station.
Okay, where were you now? You're
such a liar.
Are you
dude.
Almost all the way to Fredericksburg?
You know what? But I'll turn around just to make you guys say you're sorry.
We will be
all
waiting
right.
for you.
I'll
good.
Have, I'll have the Tom Jones record, She's a Lady, queued up and ready.
We will be waiting for Vanessa.
Please.
Yeah? Okay, not a problem.
You
what,
know what,
what
Vanessa?
What secret little password do, you need, do I need to get in to prove to you who I
that
am?
That sounds so good. Like, what password do I need?
Guys, dude.
Oh, and not only am I a woman, I'm a black woman, so yeah, we're doing this.
You're a black woman.
All right.
Oh, yes.
No, now, see, no. I never would have figured that you're a black woman.
No, I thought you were a black
no?
guy.
Nope.
I figured you were a brother.
Nope.
165 pounds, 5'8".
Yep. Oh, 5'8".
No, you know what?
Are you in good shape?
No, she's going to show
I'm
up.
In very good shape.
She's going to show up. Allegedly, it's going to be like Jerome Bettis. you know what I mean?
You ready for a shock?
Yes.
I believe Vanessa is a woman.
No, I do not.
I believe Vanessa is a woman, but I don't believe Vanessa is going to show up here.
Oh, yeah, I will show up here. Just tell me, where are y'all? Where are you?
Well, now, if you hold on, someone will give you directions. Serious directions.
Vanessa,
are you really
going to come here?
Yes, I'm really going to.
Are we really going to pay her $200 if she shows up and proves that she's a woman?
Yeah, sure.
We will pay you $200 if you can show up here and prove that you are who you say you are.
Absolutely.
She'll be here. She'll be all woman.
What kind of proof do you require?
You believe her, Buzz?
I do.
BCS. Yeah, I believe her, too.
BCS. Body cavity search.
Of course.
No, I mean, it will be obvious. You know?
It will,
oh,
there,
listen,
there will
be.
Any
will be
and
it's
hold
it's
on.
It's going to be obvious.
Hold on.
Come on.
No Big Mama's house.
No
and,
Big
and
Mama's
no,
house.
And no whatever the other
Medea.
Big... Yeah, no whatever the other Big Mama's house that's the big hit right now.
I believe her. I believe Vanessa is telling the truth. But you have to prove yourself, Vanessa.
She's a man.
Where baby. Are you in the area right now?
She's scratching her nuts right now.
I'm turning around at exit 131, so I'm coming back up to
and,
you guys.
And right now, that big, hairy Popeye forearm is turning the wheel to go the other way.
Are you driving an 18-wheeler?
No, but I am driving a Chevy S10.
Are you in the you're in the military?
No, I just retired.
Well, then why are you working then?
Why am I working?
You said you work at Fort Belvoir and you drive to Fredericksburg. If you've retired, what are you still doing at Fort Belvoir?
Well, the retirement for the Army is good, but it's not enough to live on.
Yeah, work
yeah.
for a little.
Hey, listen, it's tough for a guy to...
See, now my crap detector's going off.
It's tough for a man to make it happen out there today.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Unless he just retired today and he's leaving for the last time.
So you are retired from the military, but you're working as a civilian?
Correct.
All right.
Doing what?
I work for...
Yes.
I work for the MP Corps still. I was an MP in the Army for 20 years, and now I'm still an MP.
This gets so much better.
Are you driving right now?
Yes, I am.
Hit your horn. Roll down, roll down your window and just let me see if the car... Is the car moving?
Yes, the car is moving.
There's
a FedEx truck next to me.
This
I'm doing little tests here. I believe Vanessa's telling the truth.
Are you...
It's a man, baby.
Victor, no. Are you wearing a uniform?
No, I'm a civilian now.
I see.
But I have my retired ID card,
Victor.
If you like to
what are you,
see it.
Here's a good question. What are you wearing today, Vanessa?
I'm wearing blue jeans.
Now,
what kind of top?
What kind of top?
Yes, don't repeat a question with a question.
Needs to think of his answer.
God.
That's right. Victor?
Vanessa?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What type of top are you wearing?
I'm wearing a turtleneck.
Okay.
Hot.
All right.
again, all of this unisex, okay, everything. Yeah. Has he said at any point,
Pat?
Has he said at any point?
I'm turning around.
What?
You want to know my bra size? Yes.
What's your
bra? I'm a 36C.
Wow. Nice. That's ample.
You're such a man.
That's ample. What brand of panties are you wearing?
Hanes Her Way.
A fast answer.
That was a fast answer.
Hold on just
because I knew that was next. You guys are a little bit predictable.
Yeah. Tell me about your shoes.
Hold on a second. Hello.
My shoes?
Don and Mike show.
Just
a Damon.
Question with a question. My shoes,
hello.
I think, are the answer.
Damon.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, there's no exit 131 on I-95. I said 133, moron. You said 131. 133 is okay.
Well, what's the town?
Well, 133. This is the Warrington exit, I think.
Listen, this is a Warrington exit. Okay.
Bye!
Bye, guy.
133 Fairmont. Oh, okay. Well, the next one, Warrington. And one.
Okay, but I hung up on him.
Encyclopedia
yeah.
Brown checking
out. Now we're back. We're back just with you, sir.
All right, sir, ma'am, where, sure. What part, don't mention exit numbers. What town are you in? What does it say on the exits that you've gone by?
Well, I'm in a little town now because I'm turning around.
Okay, let's just leave him on hold, and we'll wait and see him when he comes by later today.
Sure.
Although he's not coming by because it's a guy. It's a guy.
Are you going to let me down, Vanessa?
No, I'm not going to let you down. I'm on my way.
Yeah, you're in a little town now. You're off of 95 South?
Yeah, it says South 17.
Now you're making a little sense here. So you're almost in you are technically in Fredericksburg then.
Mm-hmm. How's that Adam's apple working out for you?
Squeeze your neck and tell me if you taste cider.
Well, if I do what?
Listen, hold on a moment, please. And
lovely Vanessa, looking forward to meeting you.
And John, John, a fellow man, a fellow male, will tell you how to get here, Victor. Hold on.
Okay.
We look forward to seeing your arrival.
Victor Victoria.
Like, that's going to happen.
Bye.
Hello there. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Don. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, I think that's a female trapped inside of a man's body. Did we talk about female status with her?
I don't think we really don't want to do the body cavity search if Vanessa gets here. But it might be necessary. What if Vanessa walked in and really we're not sure.
Then we'd have to call Joe.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello there.
Yes, it's no surprise why she's wearing a turtleneck. It's to hide her Adam's apple.
Behind the Adam's apple. Right, I brought that up. Yep. The Adam's apple. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure thing.
Bye.
I think Vanessa's going to look like the Black Annie Lennox when she gets here.
Orange hair?
Yeah.
To be honest.
I think it's Big Mama. That's exactly what we're going to get, is Big Mama's house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picturing a female Demond Wilson.
You'll
see. If it even shows up.
Now it's it.
She'll be here.
There's no chance that thing shows up.
She's going to be here. She's going to be here. Prove Buzz and myself right.
Hello. You're
lovely.
Not in my show. Buzz, you're a believer in this.
I am. I want to believe.
And you know me, I just love my fellow man.
So, emphasis on man.
So that's it. And woman.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
W-O-M-A-N.
Remember, you can't spell woman without M-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Let's not forget that.
That's right. I'll take a rib.
And you can't spell fun without F-U. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, radio guys. You got Robert the Angry Mailman coming in today, don't you?
And you got to say hey out to Laura Cuthole out there in San Diego, California.
San Diego, big winner on the Regis and Kelly show today.
Yes, Robert Mailman is coming in today to celebrate Black History Month.
And to meet
Let him tell us whether she's a he or not.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye!
That was one of those times when I don't know what you were saying, but you were saying it while he was saying it. So
Robert is going to meet his love connection as well. Her name is Vanessa.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
He stepped away before you asked him to that time.
That's a good guy.
We're all excited.
That's a good guy. Just get out your chapstick. Work those tired lips. I saw him working his chapstick.
It is chapstick season. Do your lips get chapped? Chapped lips? Do you get that? I never see you working the chapstick.
No, sir.
My kids have chapped lips. I have chapped lips. Tis the season.
I get chapped ass.
Chapped ass, mm-hmm. But that's a you know, totally mental thing. Or is it a legitimately chapped ass?
Yes, it is, Mike.
It's both, isn't it? Not only do you get angry at people and say, that really chaps my ass.
Yeah.
That I'll make a stick bigger.
You know, it's from constant chafing.
It gives me the red ass.
Yes.
That's my favorite, my new favorite expression for being angry, you know? Okay. God, that guy cut me off. That really chaps my ass.
I like giving me the red ass. I got that from that awful movie with, I know it's been out there forever, but James Garner and the other guy were the presidents.
Oh, yeah.
My fellow American.
Yes, Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon and James Garner.
Right.
I tell you, if you talk to me like that, I'm going to get the red ass. Big time red ass.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Don, vastly underused, you give me the red hot ass. You used to say that a lot more. I think this is definitely a woman. I was out at Fort Belvoir today.
Oh, so you saw her?
I don't think I saw her, but I definitely think it's a woman.
Wait, hold on. Just because you were in the same town?
How did that convince, how did going to Fort Belvoir convince you?
That is an incredibly flimsy argument, and I'm on your side.
You know, her voice coming over the radio sounds much more feminine than the voice I heard on the phone when I was just with you. And I was listening.
You know something? I really think the Orlando Magic is going to win the NBA championship. I was in Disney World once.
Really? I didn't get that feeling when I was there.
Bye! Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Don, your crap detector is usually pretty on, but I got to admit I'm a little bit with Mike here, and I'm willing to throw $100 down.
Where are you? Like, you'll give the woman a total of $300 if she's a woman?
I've already laid
down. No, I like to bet. I'm sorry, Don. Go ahead.
I've already laid money down, and if she is a woman, we'll give her $200.
No, I don't want to give it to her. I wanted to give it to Don if I'm wrong, but Don gives me $100 if he's wrong.
No, okay, no. Listen, I don't like... How do I say this in a polite... Can you hold on a second?
Screw me.
No, not at all.
But I don't want to... Oh,
Don's going to pick up the handset and deliver a personal message to the caller.
Hi, now, listen, you're off the air. Really.
What is he doing? He wants to say something. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Don wishes to say something. Maybe I'll talk right now, Buzz, because Don wants to say something obscene to this girl.
Good idea. Really
something
a
very bad, Buzz. And if we completely dog, he is now.
Try to block
he's
it.
Saying
he can convey what he really feels to this scholar.
He is now expressing himself as only he can in a very detailed and naughty way, and hopefully getting his point across through the caller. I can't hear it because I'm talking right now, but
well, at least explaining our policy of not making bets with the listeners.
We
and
really
the
don't do that.
He doesn't want to.
How did that go?
He's back.
Go okay.
There he is. Hey, friend.
Friends for life.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah. None of us got a chance to hear what Don said to you off the air there.
What would you like?
No. Hey, I'm really sorry, but whatever Don told me, I can't tell Mike.
That means that it was good.
That's my guy.
No, that means it was perfect.
All right, see you later.
Okay.
Bye, friend.
Bye.
Another friend made.
Yes.
That's a good thing. Can't make a silly bet.
No,
but I will tell you, out of joy.
I made a side bet with that fellow, but it was something that could not be discussed on the radio.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. It might be a man. It might be a woman. He wanted to bet.
And because I have taken Vanessa's side, if Vanessa indeed makes it to the studio, proves that she's a woman, Buzz and I will make love to her on the spot.
That's
I promise
right.
you that. Right here in the studio. It'll be, you know, be our celebration.
Your phone is ringing.
Hold on just a second.
Could be important.
Hey, you're at work right now.
O'Mara.
He's always at work.
O'Mara.
Yeah, how you doing? Kevin, I'm on the air right now, Kevin.
O'Mara.
Yeah, I'm real sorry. No, I'm on the air. I'm actually broadcasting. They're not hearing you, but they're hearing me, Kevin. This is... Kevin, listen, this is not a,
second
not
call.
A real good time. Listen,
well,
would you call back and leave a message? Or what's the... Is the car ready? Oh, it's ready to go.
Oh,
thank you, Kevin. That's good. Now, if you listen, you find a radio within how long, Don?
20 seconds.
20 seconds or 12 seconds?
20.
20 seconds. You'll hear me talking to you.
The golden boy.
If you can find your way to 106.7 inside of 20 seconds, you're right. gonna hear us talking about
Kevin,
you.
The golden boy, shine again.
Thanks a lot.
Car?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye, Kevin.
Your car?
Yeah. I'm such a golden boy. I'm getting my car back from the service department.
Car's ready.
Yep. I'm a lucky man today.
You are.
Sorry, I'm the golden boy.
got my oil changed. Call me Lucky. Thank
Show off.
Thank God that's done.
That's me.
Golden boy.
Yeah. Took my car in. Got a loaner that I paid for. I am the lucky man.
No, I just busted your balls about the cell phone going off.
I know.
The show because you know, I yell about that, but if mine rang,
right,
I'd pick it up right away, too.
I don't like picking it up during the show. I really don't. So I'm going to turn it off right now because it's got a wonderful little goodbye sound when I turn it off. Listen to this. And thank you. Look forward to turning that on a minute from now.
Thanks for using Sprint. I made a good bet with that guy.
Good.
I made a really good bet with that guy.
What was the bet involving someone close to him?
It involved
I think his mother.
Some kind of act you might perform.
It involved a photograph.
I see.
That's all. I was more than willing to put up the cash.
Uh-huh.
And
of course.
I required a he indicated that he might be able to send a photograph.
Mm-hmm.
Photograph of his girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
Huh.
And I, you know, and before I was interrupted there with my phone that I forgot to turn off before the show, I was saying, the Buzz, are you with me on that?
Oh, absolutely.
If Vanessa shows up, right
because,
there.
Because the
right or wrong, we make
see,
love.
The reason that I didn't want, well, he said that you couldn't say that about to Mike was, it involves, he, like you, is a lover of the SO.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that would be, you don't have to use code, that's the strap-on.
Yeah, say it proud, say it loud.
Fantastic.
It is.
You know, that brings, that reminds me, I never really followed up on that, did I?
No, you didn't.
Or did you?
No, I didn't, Rob. I tell you if I did. My God, I would have been screaming it. And I mean screaming it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a nice friendly wager going with that guy.
That's good. So we will just have to wait and see if Vanessa shows up at our studio.
Right. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio God.
Hi, you're on the air.
Awesome. Hey, I'm picturing that girl, Vanessa's going to show up and look like the girl that Kip hooked up with off Napoleon Dynamite, this big Amazon female.
Oh, like. There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree.
I like LaFonda.
You know, she could be...
I like LaFonda. If LaFonda shows up, I'll be rocking.
She could be Kim Martucci from Channel 9. You know, the Jolly Green Giant.
I would accept a woman that looked like LaFonda or Kim Martucci. Not Megan McGrath, though.
Megan McGrath is not a giant woman like Kim Martucci is.
It's hard to tell with Megan McGrath, and you know it's very difficult to tell height on television. You can't tell. That's why so many like little people actually become very successful.
Mike and I are talking about two lady reporters on TV. Shock! We talk about them all the time.
Right.
Here's the main difference between them.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Take the size out of it.
All right. The fact
that Kim Martucci from Channel 9. Really looks like a freaking Amazon.
She could palm a basketball easily.
Wow.
With any NBA player. She could hold the basketball easily in her hand. Her fingers could fit completely around an NFL regulation-sized football.
She's probably the closest thing that you're going to find to a female Shaquille O'Neal.
Right.
I mean, she is just gigantic.
Her hands, for those of you that don't see her and don't watch television in the Washington, D.C. area, her hands, if you want to get a movie called Big Fish, giant in Big Fish, that's what her hands look like.
Now,
impressive.
She does the weather on Channel 9, the CBS station.
Right.
Now, this other chick, Megan McGrath, I don't know if she's big like Kim Martucci.
We don't know because she's usually doing stand-up somewhere else, and you can't really get a perspective on her.
But the main thing with Megan McGrath, even more than the teeth, that stands out to
right.
me, would be at least Kim Martucci has a decent hairdo.
She does.
Now, Megan McGrath looks to me when she's on TV.
She has issues with her hair. She's got a wonderful head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's thinning. She just doesn't know what to do with it.
She looks like she just got out of working at a diner and had her hair in one of those hair nets.
The other day when I saw her, it looked to me to have been either over-moussed or right out of the shower, combed straight back and sprayed into like a shellac.
Wow.
But I'm telling you, there is no woman who is bigger, and I'm even counting Gwen Tolbert from Channel 5, who originally I told you I thought had man hands, like on that Jerry Seinfeld show.
Exactly.
But no, this Kim Martucci.
Erica Slezak of our soap opera, also with the man hands that we noticed the other day.
Old man hands.
Old man hands, but big old man, fisherman old man's hands.
Jack Kent Cook, Regis Philbin old man
right,
hands.
Only bigger.
Oh, Regis Philbin.
Where is Regis?
Okay, pick a balloon. Pop it.
Long way to go for this stupid gag, isn't it? Art, you can relax now. You're in show business. Poor guy. Okay, so here's the winner. Hey, it's from San Diego, California. Laura Cuthole. Laura Cuthole.
Yes. Thank you, Regis.
Yes, Regis.
Giving away another fabulous trip.
Okay, we got to do this. We'll be back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys one last time for being here. It's the best day ever.
Don't even start with me, Franklin. Okay, you need to walk away from this ASAP.
What?
You need to get out, Frankie. Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never. You need to get out of here while you're still single.
I'm not single.
She's 30 yards away from you. You're still single right now.
Come on. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Once you get that 6 months, you don't think that's going to change? I got a wife, kids. Do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie? Yeah, there's my wife. Now, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
She's coming down the aisle, Beanie. Let it go.
All right, let me be the first to say congratulations to you, then. You get one vagina for the rest of your life. Real smart, Frank. Way to work it through.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together to join Franklin and Marissa.
Don't do it. My throat's dry. I'm sorry. Who's smoker?
The Don and Mike Show.
He's a smoker.
If you really knew them, you'd hate them. Don and Mike.
True enough. Absolutely. Well, who's surprised? Robert the Mailman. Late. The biggest day of the year for him, when he comes in to really entertain.
What, Rock? Or what, Buzz? You know, Buzz, I can't hear you. I got it turned on and you ain't there.
Oh, no, not again.
Buzz is trying to say something and...
Buzz, are you there?
Nothing coming
oh,
in.
Oh, no, this is after they repaired it.
Not again.
Oh.
It sounded great for a couple days, though.
Oh, no.
Is he going to have to come over here again?
Can you hear the thrill of Mike's voice? Is he going to have to come over here again? I know you're all set up over there anyway.
I am. It's my spread out area. Spread out.
And you got him to.
Rob's pounding and it's not working.
Rob's just over there beating his fist on the.
Is there an engineer on the facility, on the property?
Well, they can't respond to us because the microphone doesn't work.
Can they hear us? Can you hear
can
us,
you hear
first,
us, guys?
Can you? Yeah, you can hear.
Yes,
us.
They can hear. Hi. Knock on the window real hard.
It's dead.
Knock
Rob
the,
is indicating.
Knock on the window.
Yeah, good. Rob is indicating that the board is dead.
Hey, but
that made the microphone come back.
Oh, my God.
All
he
I had to do
fixed
was
it
hit the
by
window.
Pounding on the glass.
Now, what were you trying to say?
I don't even remember now.
Don't touch anything.
No, I think you and I were both expressing surprise.
It was Robert the Angry Mailman,
right,
and then Buzz said something, and you noticed Buzz said something.
Right, because you were playing, I think, Blue Swede, and...
Yeah, but that had nothing to do with it.
Oh, I thought that's why you were looking at me.
I was looking at you because you were looking at me like
let me pound on the window again.
you were looking at me as if to say, what are you saying?
Yes, about Robert the Angry
Mailman. Well, I know what I wanted to say. If Buzz can't think of what he was going to say, I was going to say Robert the Angry Mailman probably caught up in traffic.
What?
He's probably caught in traffic.
Caught in traffic.
It's terrible traffic around here, and that's why he's late.
Is everybody trying to do like the worst break we've ever done right now?
No.
Did you all get together?
No, that's
and like,
a joke.
Is this like a goof on me?
I always say no. I always say bad things about Robert, and then you look down, and I was going to give you a little smile that said I was BSing, like totally BSing,
okay.
And that's what I wasn't trying to goof on you.
Let's start fresh.
I was just—I didn't know. What was going on?
No,
here's what I said. Robert the mailman is late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, and I looked at Rob right away because that's the stereotype.
Right.
Right? Black man.
I've never heard it.
Has he called?
He has not. He, emailed
he hasn't
me
even called?
No, but I bet he does right quick now.
So, I know.
Well, where the hell is it? Was he supposed to have his segment right now?
Yeah. So what happened was I said that thing about, well, he's late. That's a surprise. I turn and look at Rob.
Right.
And I get the knowing nod, and I look at Buzz, and I get like he's on Castaway.
So he
he's
was like, just signaling you that his microphone wasn't working. He wasn't really going to say anything about Robert the Angry Mailman.
No, not about Robert, no.
But you were going to say something about the magic of Blue Swede.
I was amused that we were playing Blue Swede, that's all.
Did you spill your bong water in the board?
Well, it's nice to see that your board has been successfully repaired.
All we have to do is hit the window.
Very good.
That doesn't even make sense.
Exactly.
That doesn't make sense.
There you go.
Don't touch anything.
Hey, we got it coming up one more time right now. We're going to send this out to a young man named Buzz Burbank. So I happen to know he's making a personal appearance at O'Mara's on Thursday night. Hey, Buzz, can I smell your fingers? You ask me if there
comes a time when I go tired. Very nice.
I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
Of course I'm kidding.
No, I
know. You know, it's like, here's the thing. When you're a DJ, and I was BM before Mike, you just say whatever.
Right.
You know, it doesn't really
matter. No, I didn't take any offense to that.
It don't really matter. You just talk until they start singing.
I thought it was a very well thought out talk over the record. It was wonderful.
Talked it up nice and tight.
It was delightful. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Thank you. Well, I got one for my good friend Mike O'Mara right now. Mike incidentally has found the magic of Grand Marnier. He reeks of it. And he will be with Buzz smelling his fingers.
It's a good chance I'll be drinking that Thursday night.
Ah.
Because I still have this thing. I don't want to drink like the regular stuff, but I want to have my, you know, and who knows when that'll start.
I may want to try that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So now Buzz is coming to your joint on
Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Right.
For the Snow Bunny contest.
That's what we're calling it.
Baby.
Buzz, be ready for a late night. I just wanted to warn you
I
about
understand.
That.
So
it is late, late, late.
Right.
Speaking of the Snow Bunnies, we have a contestant on the line.
Hello?
Hey! I am stuck in traffic.
Yeah. Oh, it's Robert.
Way to work it through.
You're late.
And let me tell you something, Don. I know you like to stereotype the color. I have never been late to appearance on your show. I wasn't scheduled to be until 4:30. But let's take a look at this, Don. How many times have I been in there at 3
Robert,
o'clock?
Robert, I had a conference.
You had me
Excuse me. I had a conference with our producer who said...
He said, email said, be here at 4, no later than 4, for a 4:30 on air appearance.
I'm supposed to be on right now.
What's that?
I got leeway. I'm not supposed to be on right now.
You said you would be here
did you say
at 4.
Did you say
leeway or Leroy?
Did you say Leroy?
I said Starberry, bitch.
Okay. We'll see you when you get here.
You think you're going to make it by 4:30?
I'm up to street. I'm on 66 as an accident.
Listen, Robert.
I left
hurry. Hurry, Robert. The clock is running out on Black History Month.
Have any emergency...
That's always good. E to E. That's always good to get there.
Have any emergency vehicles shown up?
No, and I'm in the HOV lane. I might get a ticket trying to get there.
I just wonder whether there was an ambulance there.
I hope so, guy, because they're messing up my day.
No, you see that... Mike, now say it.
What am I doing? You mean an ambulance?
Ambulance. That's
ambulance, right. Okay.
That's
yeah.
what Mike was doing.
I
that's,
know.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I know you're having a snow bunny contest at your restaurant.
Yes. Yeah, you want to judge it?
I am.
What?
That sucks. Snow bunny.
What is
shouldn't
that the
food,
suck?
Shouldn't the food bring in people? Why you got to bring ass into the play now? Why don't you just make it a tea bar?
You know what? Why don't you shut up?
You know, I've seen the snow bunny contest.
You're breaking up.
They want to clear up their water in the bathroom.
What is he even talking about?
He's just picking on me. That's what he's doing.
He's a sore
he's finding the open truth. Nerve.
I had the surfing turf.
I'm banning you. I'm banning you. You're not welcome anymore.
I'm glad I brought my big record collection in today. Hold on. I want to dedicate this one to both Robert Mailman and Mike O'Mara. From a cat who knows what it's like to be white and to be black. Come on, let's give it up for Pedophile.
I love this song.
You love this song?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this would piss you off.
No, I think playing that theme song that you play every time I walk in there. That would piss me off.
Where's that?
If you're black or white.
Oh, you mean this?
I'm just... You know, that pisses me off.
That's the one you don't like?
I'm going to fight today. I'm in a bad mood.
Oh, you sound like you're in a bad mood.
Oh, I'll be in a good mood.
You know, that doesn't help when you guys bash me, and I'm trying to get there.
You're not bashing
you. I'm every law to get here.
Say it loud. The black and brown. Say it loud. Hey, I'm late and proud.
Is your car moving yet?
I'm up the street.
Is your car moving?
Yes, it's moving, Mike.
He's up the street.
Say it loud. I'm late and proud.
I'm down 13 pounds, Robert.
I still run your fat ass.
I doubt it.
Anytime, I always challenge you. You ain't done nothing in 5 years, baby.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting till I'm ready.
Yeah.
And then I'm taking you down, mailman. You watch out, mailman.
Hey, I'm off Friday night. Don't come to your restaurant.
Hold on, everybody.
I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
His
name to Muhammad Ali.
He knows how to talk.
See, we're getting into the... I was ready for you. I've got all my Black History Month songs.
Just say Carberry Pancakes. Does that make you feel better, Mike?
No, it made me feel better if you could possibly be on time.
Hey, I'm always on time. I'll be up 2 minutes before the show.
Okay, well, you're...
Phone it in.
Hey, I might show up 2 minutes before the show. That's the time I'm supposed to be here.
I'm like
you.
How many times have I been sitting in that green room and fall asleep because you guys keep talking the same trick off with Toledo during my segment?
You're late.
And I've been playing that cheesy-ass video game.
You're late.
That broke dick green room of yours. Smelling like cheese dipped in onions.
Man, you can't pour cheese.
Did I say cheese dip?
He did.
I thought you said cheese Dick Cheney.
Why would I
say that, Don?
I don't know why you would.
Because
you're crazy. You're late.
Why were you late? Did you have trouble picking out a onesie?
You know what, honky?
I forgot. I didn't know it was 1970.
You know what? You're the worst producer. I don't care how much money it is. I'll pay it out of my pocket. Get PA back.
But you are a great mailman. You really
you're
are.
You're a wonderful neighbor.
Yeah, I know.
We'll see you.
You just got back from Orlando.
see you whenever you get here, Robert.
I'm around the corner.
Okay. Hey, Robert. Robert.
Yeah.
Safe trip.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Good luck with that thing you know got going on at the restaurant with the brown water and the toilet, you know, and the
bye.
Bye, Robert.
See you soon.
Seems happy.
He's ready.
He is ready today.
He's wound up.
Crazy. He is ready.
Well, let's see. What does Al Sharpton have to say?
What is this?
I've got a bunch of tapes for Robert.
Do you think George W. Bush is a terrorist?
I think George W. Bush, by what was outlined by Abel Lafonte, is guilty of all of that.
But is he a terrorist? Is he a terrorist?
In the definition that he used? Play the definition.
George Bush is a terrorist. Hold on, let me.
If terror is defined.
Wow.
That we are
a terrorist. How is he a terrorist?
You know what, Sean? When Martin Luther King Jr., who you claim to admire, Lyndon Johnson was leading an administration was the greatest purveyors of violence in the world, they denounced him. And this is all Harry Belafonte is saying.
Okay.
That's one of those talk shows.
Lively debate.
Mm-hmm. What the hell?
What you gonna play now? Bobby, I don't know. But whatever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it funky.
You got his whole library out here.
This is why Robert has disappointed me. I've worked extra hard this year.
I can
right?
see that.
And I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. Okay? I got it. I got Black and White.
Yeah, such a great collection today.
Black and Proud.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Stand By.
Yeah.
You know, Three Dogs Night. Set this one out again, you know. Those two guys, Mike and Robert, why can't you just get along?
Black, the page is white.
Well, you know, I'm rapidly developing that reputation. I can't get along with anybody.
So, I you know, Robert, don't think that you're special.
It's an equal.
Really, yeah. Come on.
Then here's Harry Belafonte.
We are living in terrorism as black people in America. Yeah. And it's been that way. Since the dawn of slavery. And those who have put us here and have chosen to keep us here are people who deal in terror. And I think we need to not listen to how...
Give that guy a cough drop.
We have to talk about how we see terror and broaden the definition.
Yeah. He's a singer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He is. He's a singer. Dale! So that'd be like,
that's him.
Yeah.
Oh, and also unrelated to anything that has to do with our brothers and sisters listening, Dennis Weaver is dead. And I also found the theme to McCloud. McCloud, originally part of the NBC Sunday or Saturday mystery movie.
Right. Which had its own theme, right?
Yes, it did. But this was the solo theme to McCloud.
Right, they each had their own.
McCloud! There you go again. It has nothing to do with Black History Month, but it was... just an extra cut on the DVD.
I'm not saying that joke.
Good joke.
No, that's your joke.
All right.
Yeah, I'll read it.
What okay. It? Let Rob read it. Let Rob read it. Because Rob, this is your joke. You need to do this. This is you need.
Come on, Rob.
You know, Rob writes a lot of stuff down for us, but this I think would be better coming out of your mouth.
What's gray and sings calypso?
What?
Harry Elefante.
You're an idiot. Why would you read that, Mike?
I don't know. Bad judgment.
That's gold.
I know.
That's gold.
Now. Sometimes I get that nugget and I just throw it right back in his face.
Now who spilled the bong water?
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to remind you guys, Robert said he's never been late before, but on a best of like 2 weeks ago, when Rob was giving him his pedicure, he was late for like an hour because he said it was snowing.
1 year ago today.
He was late.
Yeah.
Oh.
For Black History Month because we always do it on the last day of the month.
Yeah. Howard G was on time, but he was late.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
And he just said on the phone that he's never been late.
Bye.
Thank you,
my friend.
Well, he's going to be even madder now when he gets here.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
I wish everybody would stop picking on him.
Hello.
Donnie.
Yeah, hi. Hon.
What station is this again? WCPT? Hey, listen.
Hold on.
I don't get it. What? That's stop the room.
You're doing a joke. And
what is your joke that you understand and nobody else does?
Think about what you were alluding to before, the colored people, time.
What? I didn't say anything.
Colored people time.
I didn't. I never uttered
he's here.
Colored people time.
He's here.
You've never heard of CPT before. Or people
time. He's here and he's angry.
No, explain the concept to me. Explain this to me. Because I wasn't at the meeting. I didn't get
to... It's an old expression, CPT, colored people time. I'm sure Robert's familiar with it.
Yeah. Explain it to me. What does it mean? I like hearing these new things.
I love it when people want to join the party, especially on this subject.
In 2006.
That's not actually what I wanted to call about, but it's an old thing.
Hold on. You brought it up and you said that I said it. I didn't.
No. What you were alluding to with Buzz, I believe.
So what is, sir, CPT? Stranger.
Colored people time.
Okay, and exactly what is colored people time?
Well, it's anything other than Caucasian time. It's whenever they feel like showing up.
And that's an old expression?
It's an old expression, and I'm... Don't tell him you've never heard. I know Rob's heard of it.
And we didn't go to the same meetings you went to.
Oh, come on now.
See, dude, the thing is, there's guys like us that can do it and guys like you that can't do it.
Yeah, see, you take it maybe a little bit. I don't want to say too seriously, but I want to say maybe a little too far.
No, it's not intended to be malicious or anything like that.
Yeah, but you understand that's why you might want to leave it in people's hands that do it every day.
Oh, please. Ask Robert about it. I'm sure he'll get a kick out of it.
Ask Robert the mailman about it. I'm sure that Robert the mailman would come in and would feign that he would kick your ass or something or say, you know, hey, that's not funny.
You guys getting all heavy all of a sudden for it.
Well, no, I mean,
because seriously, I think this guy ought to talk to Robert.
That's not actually what I even wanted to say.
I think this guy ought to talk to Robert.
I wanted to actually
Robert's
tell you.
Because Robert's just gotten here.
Stop. I am not being overly defensive. I'm not stopping the show and being serious on you. You called and said, Don, you referred to color person time. I said, I don't know what you're talking about.
When you wanted to talk to Robert, he just walked in.
There he is.
I thought
now
we were dancing around, and I wanted to make a little joke about
that's what
it.
I was.
Actually,
Listen, Don, I actually wanted to tell you that the...
Hey, shut up. Just shut up. Robert is here.
Yeah, we don't really care.
Now. Now, let's see. Robert, can we get some headphones for Robert?
I got him.
All right.
This guy...
They
smell white.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell Robert your great joke.
The expression.
Robert, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing fantastic, honky. What's up?
I just made a little thing about what station is this WCPT, and nobody ever heard of color people time before.
That's some racist bullspit.
That's the old stuff, man. It's not as...
Yeah, real old, like your drawers and your mama's bras and whatever else I can
see,
think
now,
right
now,
now
I'm
but
sorry. Now, look it. He didn't laugh at it.
No. He didn't really enjoy it. You were wrong.
I'm not in a good mood. I don't like traffic.
And the reason would be...
I need police lights to get here on time so the white man won't dog me on the radio.
Not to be terribly heavy with you.
Can I have a...
We can discuss race.
What do you want?
With Robert, because we are friends with Robert. You are not, therefore, you are not invited in. What are you drinking?
A Kool-Aid.
Well, pour some for all of us.
Grape soda.
Kool-Aid. You want some?
How come it's not
grape? Grape soda, right?
The grapes at home, that's for special occasions like birthdays.
Now, listen, you're really not allowed to participate in this, CPT.
Grape soda.
You're not funny, honky.
Not at all.
Come on.
No, I mean, he's got a point.
I tell you what. They're coming out with a white only joke channel on a competitor. Did I say that right?
On what station?
Another station is doing.
Say it. What is it?
It's satellite.
You can say it. I don't care.
It's a series that's coming out with a redneck only channel where they're going to have all white comedians.
Okay. What, like, is it like a Jeff Foxworthy channel?
They're white. Uh-huh. I don't know.
That'll
what
be great. Is it kind of like country? Is that? I mean, is it kind of like that guy?
Take the O out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hold
it's
on.
All white.
I'm sure that they're not promoting it, though, as
yes, they
the
are.
All-white channel.
Well, they say country, but we know what country means. I know what country means.
No,
Yee-haw, hang the colors.
Hold
that's
on.
What it
Don,
means.
Can I ask you a question, please?
Oh, who is this guy? Will you shoot
him? Hi!
He's Weasley.
I got
now.
A gun for real. I shoot him for real.
That's all right. Yeah. Who's the guy that...
There you go. I just shot you on colored person's time.
Who's the guy that always does the shows with Jeff Foxworthy? They call him...
Is that your wallet?
What's that? Yes, that's my
you
wallet.
Leave it out when
oh, my God.
In the room.
Oh, Jesus.
I shot him on colored person's time. You understand?
That was drive-by?
I was going to shoot him 5 minutes ago. I just got around to it.
Yeah, because I just woke up because it's, 4 o'clock now?
Robert, 30? Why all the beverages today? Why all that you
I'm
never...
I'm thirsty and I just left work. I ran here because I want to come on the air, as usual, make a fool of myself for the benefit of the Don's and Mike's show.
The gallon you, that I have.
And this is the last day of Rob likes to call Black Month.
Mm-hmm. This is the last
yes,
day of a Black History Month.
He's by far the worst producer. I'm trying to put in the words the help I got putting this bit together, and the word dick comes to mind.
Okay.
Rob is I don't care what it costs. I will pay the difference. Get BA back. This guy sucks.
Really?
I mean, I email him.
Jesus.
It's usually 50-50.
Is this because of traffic? Are you angry because of traffic today?
No, I'm mad because...
No, I know what you...
I've had a lot of stress in my life recently, and Rob has not helped
Beth me. Ann gave you a lot
guy.
Of... Didn't Beth Ann give you a lot of one-on-one contact?
I always give a lot of props, and Rob is cold. You know, he's white, and he doesn't like me. I am his mailman for real.
I'm not a Beth Ann. I'm white.
You know, he didn't give me anything for Christmas, which he's supposed to do.
Wow.
You know. He shortchanged me.
Oh, you didn't tip your mailman?
No, I tipped the primary mailman. You're the backup guy, aren't you?
Yes, I am, but I'm still supposed to get some props around, especially knowing how your wife likes to ship out all that crap she sells. come pick it up at the door, boy. Is that not true, Rob? Is that not true?
That is true.
The eBay bandit is living on Social Street.
He's dangerous today.
Yeah.
I'm staying away.
I'm in a bad mood, but I'd like to give a shout-out. Mike, I have a bad situation. A coworker of mine has gotten into a lot of trouble. He got dogged out by a, how can I put it nicely, a sorry black bitch.
Yeah.
And shout out to my friend. We call him Tay Diggs. He's a brother. And his nose got wide open. You know how women will use you. You got Anna Nicole in the news. I'm sure you're going to bring that up later.
Maybe.
And he got dogged out by her. And he fell in love.
Would you just speak white?
Yeah, you're totally confusing me.
I have
don't
a coworker,
know.
A friend of mine.
What
yeah.
you gonna
black
play
guy.
Now,
Bobby? I don't know. But what's an ever I play? It's got to
you got the swell top on, honky. You want to be black.
One, two, three, make it fun.
It's too loud in the goddamn headphones.
Turn the volume down.
You know,
volume right here.
Where's the guy? What do you got now?
I have his Christmas gift.
This is just irritating him more.
Rob, hold on. Rob has your Christmas gift.
That's my backpack. I don't want no money from you.
It's $2.40.
You're real. You really think you know what you can do with that money?
Okay.
Buy a lottery ticket and then get a personality with all the money.
Everybody settle down. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back.
Kick me out.
Cool.
We're going to kick you out.
Have y'all fixed the game is broken.
You mean during the commercials are we going to kick you out? Yes.
I know. You don't want to have me.
Yeah, the video game is broken, I think, Robert, because I tried to play at the it's frozen. It doesn't seem like it's doing anything.
We have like some old 1970s arcade Atari game.
It's really horrible. They got to get rid of it.
Car baby pancakes.
That's awful.
Wow. It is bad.
So when we come back, we're going to be talking about this establishment you discovered.
I got a whole lot to talk about.
Okay, Tar Baby Pancakes.
Tar Baby Pancakes.
That's the name of the restaurant?
Why are you acting? Are you seen the post? I've told you.
I have seen nothing.
Do you have this on the? Do you have the email I sent you with the picture of the store of the restaurant?
You never sent me a picture.
Man, God damn it. Go to break.
What?
Down on my
break.
I'm upset.
Bobby, I don't know. See, but what's
he's all mad.
See, it's got to be
mad.
Funky. One, two.
So you're saying that you sent a picture of the place.
I sent a picture of the place.
You didn't see it.
I want to go through the history of it. I want to find out everything about this place.
And you sent it to Robin. He just didn't send it
Rob
to me or Mike or anybody.
Has not been any help. He's like, you know.
You've sent me 3 emails.
I sent you a lot of emails.
Never use a capital letter.
Oh, excuse me. I don't know, you know, the web etiquette for a honky.
Well, the web etiquette for sending a picture is
attached to the picture. Why are you looking at me? Don't look at me. Please, don't look at me.
You know, you're so full of it. You know, you need to just get some hair or something or stop chewing tobacco or stop beating your wife. Whatever it is, hit her. Don't hit me. Hit her. Hit me. Don't hit me.
I just tried to give you $2.
What did you say? Black month? Is that what you call it?
There's
no history there. It's just a black month.
All
like
right.
The day after nuclear fallout.
They are on WCPT. We got to take a break right now.
I'm going to take my Kool-Aid out in the hallway.
We were supposed to break 5 minutes ago, but we're on colored person's time.
I like how you wait till the last day, too. You always do that to me.
Oh, then, come on,
but at least you're not suspended this year.
Oh, that's right. We were suspended
last
year.
I had great bits, and they've all gone to waste. Mm-hmm. Negro food, fear factor.
Yeah, well, you know.
I could have put cotton balls in the parking lot and tried
okay, then.
People picking them up.
You're going to make me say this. You know, we would have been here 2 years ago if not for a black woman.
Janet Jackson.
If not for her beautiful,
well,
milky,
I remember that suspension
chocolatey
correctly,
breath.
And I do. Janet didn't say the S word.
No, but
okay.
But
you just said the S word twice. I heard it on my route.
But the S word.
My route.
But the S
so
word.
So I don't
that,
care if.
The S word that got out that got out on the radio.
Where's that producer?
Well,
okay. Right.
You know, we don't talk about some things.
Okay.
You know,
well,
there's some
I'm just
stuff,
saying we're gonna keep it real. Let's keep it real, son.
Okay.
Right, I'm a radio file. I remember what happened.
Son, let's keep it real.
Yeah.
The FCC turned up the heat after Janet Jackson showed her booze.
I think you would have got in trouble anyway.
Is there any booze in this iced tea?
No.
We are doing a live show, and they have 3 separate people whose only job it is.
Did you get fined?
No.
The station kicked you out of here.
Yes.
Two weeks in February. You can say the S word in November.
Is that a new ring?
December.
Your pinky ring.
Yeah, I got a new ring.
They have people whose only jobs it is to sit and listen to this stupid show and try to hear a bad word.
I understand that.
So a bad word was said with the intention that one of the...
Thought it would be...
One of the schmucks in the back room whose only job it is to stare at this box and press the button would have pressed the button.
Well, you should have hired a black man. He'd have been on that. You had 3 white boys.
I like your pinky ring.
And that's my problem with that. And that's why it's all
Janet
Jackson's
fault. It's not a black woman's fault.
Robert has a poker.
Yes, it is. Because
it was not her fault.
She is stupid. Because of the breakdown in the system here with the stupid people that were not running the delay.
No.
There was heightened awareness of it because of Janet Jackson's boo.
The climate was created by Janet Jackson. The climate was created by Janet Jackson.
Out, okay? And it wasn't Janet's fault, it wasn't my fault, it wasn't any other color in America's fault.
I know it wasn't.
Okay?
Sometimes
it just happened to be like that.
Things slip out.
But
I know it wasn't.
My bits have been brushed aside. Great bits.
Well, they'd be on
that
the air.
On TV, if you had, I would be a star if you had done every bit that I've written. But you always push aside my...
We got to take a break. Don't I break
Ladies and gentlemen,
don't I prepare.
We would he be is wound TV. Up today.
We'd be on TV if only he... If
I'm
only we would read
I'm
the bits
comedian.
He writes.
I'm a satirist. Is that the right word, homie?
You're a ladies' man.
I'm a ladies' man. I just got laid over the weekend.
You're card shark.
I'm on the blue pill.
You're card shark, right?
Yeah.
You have to take the blue pill?
Yeah.
What do you mean you have
Revelation.
To pay? Hey, Olympus Dickus. I used to play with that guy.
You can play with him right now. He's right here. You want to play with him right now?
He's a friend of mine from Italy.
You have ED?
From Rome.
I am diabetic. I had back surgery 3 years ago. I have circulation problems. Uh-huh. I'm not ashamed to admit that I've touched the blue pill before.
Okay.
And the blue pill does work.
Is it always required?
No.
Uh-huh.
But it's always good backup.
Okay.
You know.
You take it every time you're in the mood?
How sad. You need a pill.
This weekend, 5 times in 36 hours.
Is that with the pill?
5 times.
With the pill?
No, that's
sometimes
by himself.
Sometimes with the pill, and sometimes without it. Sometimes it lasts a long time.
He was alone all weekend. That's what he didn't tell you.
No,
that's
I had a lovely lady.
It's a joke.
Out of town.
Will you get in a better mood?
She's my age. She's mature.
Okay.
You're not in great.
We have to break.
It's mature.
Get out of here.
She's
take
mature.
Your Kool-Aid.
Do you want your iced tea, too?
Take your Kool-Aid and get out of here.
you know.
I won't put my white lips on it.
Hold on.
No.
Don't worry.
Hold on a second.
Robert is a network commercial that has to be read, please, before we go to break.
Right. Welcome, friends. This is Robert DeMille, man for Radio Shack. Before you hit spring break. Hit Radio Shack for everything from batteries to memory cards for your digital camera.
That's right.
This is from Robert the Mailman, Radio Shack. Don and Mike go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
When you look at the black race, black people are very gifted in what we call worship and celebration. A lot of us like to dance. And if you go to a black church, you see people jumping up and down because they really get into it. White people were blessed with the gift of structure and organization. You guys do a good job of building businesses and things of that nature.
Thank you.
And you know how to tap into money.
Thank you.
Pretty much better than a lot of people do around the world.
Thank you, Reggie.
Hispanics were gifted in family structure. And you can see a Hispanic person, and they can put 20 or 30 people in one home. They were gifted in the family structure. When you look at the Asian is very gifted in creativity and inventions.
Yes.
If you go to Japan or any Asian country, they can turn a television into a watch. They're very creative. Then you look at the Indians. They've been very gifted in the spirituality. When you put all of that together, guess what it makes?
What?
It forms a complete image of God.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Dilly dilly dokio. I'm an idiot. Yeah, that's true.
It's pimple popping time, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, let's get Robert Mailman back in here. And you are on the air. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
I just wanted to say about that Vanessa chick that's coming up there.
Allegedly, yes.
It's either going to be just like Tyra Banks or RuPaul's older brother.
Well, do you think it's going to be a woman or a man?
I don't know. I've heard a couple of burly girls in my time.
Well, what do you think?
I'm gonna have to go with female.
Female.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
So far, no sign.
Bye.
No sign of Vanessa or Victor.
She's coming.
Right. Now, where's Bobby Mailman?
I saw his cherry soda or whatever it was out in the green room. His cherry Kool-Aid was in the
he's late again.
In the green room.
Now, this is where we give Robert a couple of segments,
right?
And we're going to talk with him about Black History Month.
That's right.
Because, you know, it's the whole month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the end of the month. And God damn it. Are you doing this just...
He knows that we want him to come in here. He's just taking his time to work.
He's doing his shuffling thing.
He's working us.
Okay.
I'm on my way, baby.
That's funny.
And I'm with the program director.
You what?
I'm going to take over for Bill O'Reilly.
Be an improvement.
You know,
yeah.
Thank you.
So where
That's
were
not
you?
Not saying much.
Where
How you doing, fellas?
Where were you?
You wanted
a chair. You made a big deal about it. You going to sit down or stand up?
I like to stand up.
All right.
You know.
All right. So here we go.
All right.
Black History Month. This is the last day of it. We know we're late, as always, but
please ignoring it mostly.
Allow us the opportunity now to shine the spotlight on Black History Month. Robert, what do you got for us?
Well, Don,
yes.
Mike,
hi,
you know
Robert.
How I love airtime. And most of 9 times out of 10, I come in here very prepared.
Yeah.
And I bring notes, and I usually have too much material for my time.
Right.
You know, and it's usually wasted on you, too, because you don't get it. You're morbidly white, you know, so.
Yes.
But, however,
you're a good panelist. So you don't have to come on with a prepared shtick.
That's right. I can,
you can just wing it.
I can wing it. Yeah, I'm a good guy.
You do a very good job with that.
That's wonderful.
No, are you, now
what
you,
are
you having
the talent I have?
What are you looking for?
You I just lost paperwork with the telephone number.
Oh, dear.
I was upstairs kissing ass when I get a show. Somewhere, I lost my paperwork.
Hold on. Were you mean you were really talking to the program director?
I got his name and number.
Yeah. Do one.
I'm going to send him all the bits I've done on the show. Okay. I have them cataloged.
Greg Gillespie?
Yeah.
Spend
he's a
time
nice
with
guy.
Him?
Oh, yeah.
My God. We haven't even
his
met the guy yet.
His butt's a little ashy, but hey.
Yeah, he's a white guy, all right.
Yeah, he's a white. He does look like Lurch, doesn't he?
So you walk upstairs, and you see the guy who, this is the program director that's been at the radio station less than a week.
What's the other guy, the bald-headed guy that looks like one of the lawyers from L.A. Law? He walks around, he's bald. What's his name?
One of our sales managers.
Yeah, what's his name?
Jeff Hedges?
Right. Jeff Hedges called me a boy.
He what?
He called me a boy.
No.
Oh, no.
I went into
that
his office.
That can't be true.
I went into his office.
And
me and him have a conversation all the time.
Uh-huh. Right.
And he's an avid poker player.
Right.
So he's been busting my balls about, I've been trying to get with him for 2 years.
Right.
And he's always blowing me off. He's like, F you know, black, you whatever, da da da. So I'm in his office.
That's exactly what he said.
I'm in
F you, black.
Verbatim.
Uh-huh. I'm in his office, and he's like, I don't want to play. He's doing the same excuse you give. I don't want to play cards with you. Here comes the FBI. Get that black boy's license plate. And then it's another lady in there. I said, number one, the FBI wouldn't call me boy. And he's like, who called you boy? I said, you just called me boy. And the lady said, yeah, you just called him boy. I said, it's a subconscious thing to keep the black man down. You can't help it.
Let me explain. This guy, Jeff, is one of the sales managers here.
Right.
He's a nerd squared.
Was he taken aback by this?
No, he sat back in his chair and almost held back a chuckle because he knows he's in charge and there's nothing I can do to him.
So,
he called me the N-bomb, and what am I going to do?
What was the context he called you boy under again?
Talking about poker.
The FBI would apparently raid any game I'm in because somehow I attract the police.
Right? Well,
because
I said the same thing to you.
You
were in the game that was raided.
Said,
well, the FBI's raiding any game now.
He said
license.
What?
Get
he
that
said,
boy's license. And he subconsciously said it because he didn't think there was nothing wrong with calling me a boy to my face.
Huh.
You know, and I said, well, you're lucky that I'm in a mood. I can't, you know, the gun's in the car. I'm not going to go off on you. But he did call. Just call me a boy 5 minutes ago.
Huh. And he wasn't fazed by it?
No, he didn't care. It's like, you know, I've called you worse. And he's like, well, I grew up in West Virginia, and they called white people boy. I said, but there wasn't a, you know, a negativity to it.
A stigma.
You actually were a boy. You know,
all right, hold on.
I'm a grown-ass man. I'm 40 years old. You call me boy.
Let's see if Jeff wants to come on here.
Come on, Jeff.
Straighten this out.
Grow a set. And get him up and grow some hair, too.
God, you said he looks like the guy from L.A. Law.
Yeah, remember the guy, the judge?
I know who he means.
Exactly
I think his name was Alan Rickman.
Yeah. Right.
CBS Radio in Washington. Today is February 28th.
Oh, it's
the this message.
Bye!
All right, well,
I'm
he's not
got a boy on his answering machine. If you're a boy, don't leave a message.
You're angry.
Okay,
you're Robert the Angry Mailman.
This is my dilemma today.
What's your dilemma today?
You waited to the last day. I've been offering to come in. I had days off all this month. You know, I had other things planned.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
We always do it
now,
on the 28th.
Let's think about it, Don. Let's go through the history of this situation I'm in right now. Okay. A couple of years ago, I go down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for, let's say together, Black Bike Week.
Black Bike Week.
Black Bike Week.
Black Bike Week.
Okay.
Black Bike Week.
What did he say? I didn't hear what you said, Rob.
No, you know it's Rob. It's just the way he said it.
He said bike, black
bikes, like blacks and ride bikes. You know, he's doing that. Anyway.
What, Robert?
We're not welcome in South Carolina.
Fastest growing segment of the motorcycle, of
blacks
motorcycle sales.
Are not welcome in South Carolina.
As I said, as fastest growing segment of motorcycle sales.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't have a motorcycle. I bought a jet ski. You know about the jet ski.
Yes.
Right.
So I go back down to Myrtle Beach. I'm noticing that some of the restaurants are closed during Black Bike Week. But it was White Bike Week the week before, and I'm sure they were all open. But now you ride them down 17 on a couple of streets, and the restaurants are closed during business hours. And local news is talking about how...
And you think it's because black bikers are in town.
Are you kidding me?
This is what time of year, Robert?
Don't be that naive.
Robert, this is what time of year?
This is in at the end of May, early June.
Prime time.
Prime time.
Prime season.
Okay, so it's obvious that they don't want us here. They don't want you here.
Your jet ski, does it work on pavement?
It's got spinners.
Yes.
So you don't have a bike? What are you going down to Black Bike Week if you don't have a bike for?
Because I want to share in the camaraderie. I've heard about
it. Okay, all right.
Okay, and I have a jet ski, so we do ride jet skis out in the ocean, too.
Okay, all right.
And we've learned that, too. We just come aboard on
that. Oh, come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Really, okay. I saw her show Katrina.
So you're down at Bike Week, Black Bike Week, and you notice that certain businesses are closing because it's Black Bike Week.
Exactly.
And these are businesses that you probably think were open during the regular
week. I know
they were.
Come on, man. I mean, if it's a burger joint, off-brand name, why did they close?
You hear what I said? He missed that one. I said the regular bike week.
Right.
Well,
businesses that were open.
White bike.
I mean, how many Mexicans you got working in the back?
Not enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But
I mean,
you always go to 4 mile run and get more.
So the point of this is
that I've noticed that restaurants are closed during Black Bike Week.
Yeah.
So I go back down this year.
Okay.
And I've driven past this restaurant several times, but I actually had to pull into the parking lot to turn around.
This restaurant is in Myrtle?
Yes.
Okay.
In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
And I look up, and there's a sign that says, Tar Baby Pancakes.
Wow.
And there's a giant, extra black baby on top of this thing with the white lips and red eyes.
Extra black.
You can laugh out loud. Don't hide it.
So
don't hold it back. Don't hold it back, Don.
Robert, have I ever held it back? I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm...
but you want to fall on the ground laughing just because you love it. So
Hold on, right? We're going to give you time to say. I want to make sure we're painting the right picture here. So this is a restaurant, and on their sign is advertised this kind of pancake that's called Tar Baby Pancake.
No, it's just the name of the place.
Name of the restaurant itself.
Yes,
Tar Baby.
Tar Baby Pancake.
Tar Baby Pancakes.
It open for business.
Open. Well, it's Black Bike Week.
Usually open for
business.
All right.
This is I'm shocked.
But they're closed.
They're closed during Black
Bike Week. And they have like a picture of buckwheat.
Not buckwheat. Okay. During the long and varied history of America and the lies and the
Is it the cream of wheat guy?
Now let me explain to you.
Okay.
The white man is at war with the black man, obviously, because of all that's going on.
Really?
And you have, being at war, you have to keep that person down. Now, we already know the N-bomb, but there are a lot of other words for black people. There's, you know, tar baby, jungle bunny.
Okay.
You know.
Right. Well, yeah, everybody's heard the words. Right. Yeah.
You know, chickaboos, bullhead, you know, all those words that you make up to put my people down. Okay. So
listen, I didn't make those words up. Our founding fathers made those words up. I didn't make those words
who
up.
Who made them up? They're still prevalent today.
And that's an old one. That one you saw on the sign is an old one. That's a real old one. Way back.
I guess they equate our darkness to tar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
To put down
our children.
That came from Ben Franklin.
Our most precious thing that we have, our children, they call the little children tar babies.
That's not
and
right.
And I think it was when Ben
Franklin.
They
have the big eyes and the white lips.
And this on the sign is a picture of a baby?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
It is a sign.
Huh.
All right, from the internet. Hold on a second.
The intranet.
He's
right.
I have a color picture. That doesn't give it justice,
Mike. Hold on.
Don, that doesn't give it justice.
Let me just read this to you.
I don't think it needs to get anything enhanced after hearing
Tar Babies, Cherry Grove Restaurants, and Restaurant Reviews.
Uh-huh.
Tar Babies.
Right.
Breakfast restaurant in Cherry Grove. Review. I sought out this place after being here several weeks ago to find it again. I loved it the first time. The service was a downside. Review.
You think?
An outstanding place to take your family for a great breakfast.
Sure.
Lost his wife. Wow.
We continue to go every time we visit the beach.
Why not?
Review. Posted. This is by far our favorite place to eat. If they were open later, I would go there for dinner. I recently paid a check there for 7 people, and it was more than reasonable. The food is great. I will visit Tar Babies every time I am at the beach.
Jesus!
Wow. Unbelievable.
And they're not the only one. There's Mammy's. There's a restaurant in Myrtle Beach called Mammy's.
Really?
Yes.
Can I see a picture of it?
Yeah. That doesn't do it justice.
It's hard to tell from the picture.
When I go home today, you can put it on the website.
The name of the place.
I will give you the Tar Baby in color. I have a colored picture of Tar Baby.
All right, hold on now. Before we call this restaurant,
wow.
Obviously, Robert, we're getting calls for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to confirm that Robert is correct, and the store owners admit that they closed down during Black Bike Week. Not only stores, but like hotels. Some hotels refused to open during Black Bike Week.
Wow. Well, I mean, I didn't doubt it when he said it, but it's just amazing to see the picture of this damn thing.
Bye!
I love the 5 stars. You know, not taking into the account.
Well, if your wife.
I mean, you know what? I wish I had the money to open up a Nazi restaurant.
Now, okay. Hold on just a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of controversial thing you'll hear Robert say.
Why not?
When you are driving through South Carolina and you see Tar Baby's restaurant, did you go in?
It was closed. It was Black Bike Week.
Right. And you haven't been back to Myrtle since that time.
Yeah, but I'm going back in 2 months.
Now,
with gasoline and a torch.
Now, here's the question. You're kidding about that. Yeah. Here's a question.
Oh, Robert. Did you just say Robert? Like, that'd be a bad thing if I torched this place?
Now, how are we going to...
Oh, really?
How are we going to call these people? Do you need Rob to call them and get the permission to go on the air with us?
Yeah. Like the white man, he disappoints. They're seasonal. But you can call.
They might not be open. It's only March.
But I'm glad you pulled that up. I love that review. Actually,
I am surprised, that a place with that name on it in this day and age would be doing business and not have gotten the black community down in Myrtle Beach to give them crap about it.
I thought you'd be mad that you didn't think of the name yourself to change
it. Stop it. Shut up.
I don't
like that. You know better.
The head car.
You talk to a manager,
the head muckety muck.
An owner.
Slappy white. Yeah, thanks, Rob. All the help you gave me, I don't know what I was thinking.
Now it's busy. I bet all of our listeners are trying to call down there right now.
Wow.
What's this? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I got a backup, though.
Hold on, Robert. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I know, we all look alike.
Hello.
Hey, didn't you say that was a breakfast restaurant?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, he was on CPT. Obviously, he wasn't open.
Oh, shut up.
Get out of here.
Bye!
Thank you, average white man. Mr. White Man.
Donna
I hope
Mike
you
Show.
Like that new channel on Sirius. The all-white channel.
You know, again, I don't think they're going to be promoting
it's
it as an all-white channel.
The Good Old Boys Country Channel.
Right.
All-white comedy.
I don't think they'll be labeling it as the all-white channel.
I know they're the enemy, but can I call them up and ask for the all-black channel? Because, quite frankly, white people aren't funny to me. And neither are women.
What is going on here? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I've got some information about the origin of the word tar baby. It was actually...
Okay, listen.
No, I want to hear it.
Hold on a second. I know it's your month.
Black History Month. Don't shy away
Don and
from
Show.
The history.
Hey, how's it going?
I mean, don't be PC. Don't mock me, Rob. Don't effing mock me over there behind the cart.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Goddamn tobacco chewing.
Hello?
Yes. You're on the air. Hello there.
How's it
going? Hi.
You know what?
Hi, what's up?
I've been to Tar Baby.
Hold on.
And we've got a souvenir cup from there with that baby.
Hold on, this guy's
talking about.
Because he'll give it to Don. Don will put it over his fireplace.
Hold on. This
like a coon salt shaker.
This guy says
we forget about that.
He's been to Tar Baby.
Yes.
Yes, yes. I'm black, and my wife and I could not believe it when we first saw it.
So why'd you go in?
We went there for breakfast. We got a souvenir cup from the place. We got pictures of that sign.
I will gladly
send it to you.
I want that
And also, we asked the staff about the name, and supposedly this may be the company line, but they said that is the owner's nickname, is Tar Baby.
Well, why the sign of the child, of the ultra black child?
I don't know.
Hey, keep him on hold.
It's South Carolina.
I want that cup.
All right, hold on.
All righty, you got it.
Send that cup to 10-800 Main Street.
So, we're paying attention. He says the company line is that's the owner's nickname?
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
That's a black guy.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
That is the biggest Uncle Tom since Clarence Thomas. And
hey, leave CT out of this.
Hello. Your man. Your man, CT.
Well, he's the hair guy.
Robin from the Howard Stern Show.
Hello.
Uncle Tom from the country.
Hello, you're on the air.
Dynamite.
Yes.
What? Go ahead. What?
Jesus.
Hello? Honky.
Slowing us. Oh, now, come on. Slowing us down.
We're all brothers underneath, right? We're all brothers underneath.
He just got tasered.
There you go. He's gone.
You know, if I moved next to Rob with that house that was vacant, he'd protest me moving in.
I'd love to have you.
No, you wouldn't.
Hello,
he'd make up some stuff like I'm a child molester.
Not in Mike's show. Hello.
He's a white man.
Hello.
Way.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what celebrity Robert the Mailman looked like.
Well, Robert's picture's been on the internet on our website.
Entertainer and Denzel.
No, Warren Sapp with better teeth.
Warren Sapp. Okay.
Yeah. Go to our website.
What do you look like?
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
That's two good-looking men.
Bye!
Two good-looking men and one phone call.
Handsome. All right, so we're going to break. We're going to come back. And what are we going to do now?
I got a backup.
Okay.
So it's going to be just as enlightening as
They're not answering the phone to Tar Babies.
Well, maybe we should call them in the morning. Give them to the junkies. They'll call them.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Put that under their door.
Yeah, they love that.
That'll be good.
They always talk about PG County.
You are.
I sure wouldn't get.
You are a radiophile, aren't you? What could go wrong?
I support the station for like about 6 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
The rest of the time, y'all punting that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. I tell you what.
When
I
he's right,
upstairs and
he's
I said,
right.
I said to the man, I said, look, since you're saving so much money on air talent, can you invest in a better signal? Because I'm tired of the wave of bleed through, and I work in goddamn McLean.
So you covered a lot of ground with it.
Yeah, I'm trying to work. Hey, you know I'm your bitch. Don and Mike, I'm Robert Adams.
Nah, we love you, Robert. Don,
but I support the junkies, but the rest of the day is too white. I mean, it's enough with you two.
When you went in with the PD, did he look scared?
Yeah, and he had his wallet on the table like Mike, and he quickly snatched it up and pulled down the pictures of his wife.
Bobby,
he didn't
want
to see his wife.
But what's an ever I played?
He said he didn't have any children.
Fucking. One. Two, three, make it!
What? Can't you get in this decade at least? You ain't got no NWA?
That might be a challenge for the next break.
No NWA?
NWA?
Want me go out to my car and get some?
I know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern Airlines.
That's right.
Yeah, I like that packet thing. It's fitting real snug there.
What? Excuse me. Now you're going to get on my ass about my weight?
Great story yesterday, man. I got to give you congrats on... I was laughing my ass.
Talk into the microphone.
You can get us.
Please. Look, I can't hear you.
What?
Don't. Here we go.
Your
okay.
Your stomach is hanging over your pants.
I know my stomach's been hanging over my pants, but I've lost 16 pounds.
I am not as. Look at. Wait, are you saying I've put weight back on? I have not.
I think you need to go up one on that Packer sweat. How'd you get your head in it?
Hey, listen. Okay, now I'm going to have to say, what is it with you people? Now, you are the second brother. Hold on a second.
That's me.
Mr.
I was
40.
The mailman before I got... Oh, please don't...
Hold on. What? Mr. 40's in here with his brother, Grady Smoke.
Yeah.
And that
inebriated.
That day, I had a hoodie on as well.
And it was the size issue. They say 4X, 5X, 6X.
What shoes you got on, Don? You got any bling?
The guy says to me, what size is that?
What
I said...
What kind of watch is that? That's a nice watch.
Thank you. The guy says... The guy says, what size is that? I say, extra large. He says, no. You want to be wearing a 4XL.
Right.
I mean, I'm excited that I can fit
into... But it was not a size issue. It was a question of style.
Right.
Baggy. Because baggy, super baggy is very acceptable in the style.
What's that your hand? Oh.
See?
How's this?
That's okay. That's a little bit
nice.
I love this.
You don't have... what's the name of the... they got a song about sitting on the bus. You ain't got that one? That's a civil rights song.
Oh, the Rosa Parks song?
Yeah.
No, we don't have that one.
You know she just died, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
90-something years old.
You know what she said to me?
What she said to you?
She said,
get off of me.
She said, you look good in that sweatshirt.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
Well,
she said,
was half blind when she died.
She said, XL is fine.
You know what she told me?
What?
She said, don't go to Tar Babies.
Baby. Don't go to Tar Babies.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's a nickname.
Tar Babies Pancakes.
It's the, guy, it's the owner's nickname.
2005.
All right, everybody.
Tar Baby Pancakes.
Yeah.
Happy
Black History Month.
Now we're talking music. We gonna
ride to Jesus Christ.
Hey.
I'm in hell. Three white guys dancing to white music in the door clock, America. I can't get out.
I think it's a little overstatement to say this is white music.
Wait, you trying to ban me from the show?
You don't love Neil Diamond?
Obviously, you don't want me to come back.
Make it so.
Everyone loves Neil Diamond.
Make it so.
You have lost weight, just your head is fat.
Thank you.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Is that a members-only jacket?
It's my members-only jacket and my sensible shoes.
No. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I am dressed a little white today.
You look like you work at the IHOP or something.
Okay. Right. Hey, now, come on. Oh, that's an insult to the IHOP.
Well, what was that? I had told Rob and I was going to bring a white guy in to help me out.
Seriously. What the frig is a guy with a gun doing sitting at an IHOP?
Oh, are you talking about the Alexandria craft?
Is that what you're talking about?
Do you want me to go into that? Because I will, because I was there that morning. I showed up later.
Listen, here's the thing.
You were at that IHOP?
There's an IHOP
there's
here.
There's a lot that I have inside information on that, but I don't want to go into that.
There's an IHOP.
Uh-huh. Yeah, in Landmark.
In the D.C. area.
Right. No, right around the corner.
Okay, well, in the D.C.
Alexandria
area.
The D.C. area.
I'm sorry, I'm not
going
to fight everything you
say. There's a kid that skips out on the bill.
He's with a group. He's sitting in the back seat of the car, right?
The IHOP security guard.
God, why'd you bring this up?
You said IHOP!
I have a definite opinion on this one. And I know
Is it a controversial opinion?
I have two things to say about this.
It would seem to be the majority... Hold on, Robert. It would seem to be the majority of people are on the side of this kid saying, hey, what the hell?
Yeah,
did somebody get shot for walking out on a tab?
Why is a guy at IHOP got a gun to begin with?
He was working security.
Okay.
Now, there are rules and regulations.
You need a gun at IHOP?
Which I have plenty of experience.
And then second, here's the other thing.
He's a police officer.
Off-duty police officer.
I don't get this.
Yes?
The parents going on TV. I mean, and this is something that
bothers. They're setting up a lawsuit.
This is something that bothers me to the core. I mean, the day that the kid was killed, the mom and the dad are on TV saying,
"It bothers me."
You know, our son is dead.
And, he wasn't driving.
It wouldn't be over a $46 IHOP bill. And I agree with them. And I grieve with them. And I feel bad for them. But you know, come on. Get the frig off TV. Your son was just tragically killed by some idiot at IHOP.
All right, Don, let me explain something to you. Number one, I know this IHOP because it's right up the street from my house.
Okay.
Number two, I had company, so I took my friend to IHOP. So we drive up and we see all these police cars. And if your audience knows this parking lot, it's about half the size of your JFK parking lot.
Right, so it's small.
It's
very
small. So I don't know how fast he could have gotten the car up to make the police officer think his life was in danger. We don't know what the cop was thinking.
Because now that's what the security guard is saying. Is that
he was working as a security guard.
The kid that ran out on the tab, the guy felt in...
No, the restaurant told the off-duty guy...
These guys walked out on the tap, go get them, make them pay their bill.
Right.
The guy felt threatened with this SUV that was coming at him. He opened fire.
Now, every
no,
show
in my opinion,
this,
no reason for it.
But listen
right.
to this, though, and this is something that has not been brought up. This is a Don and Mike exclusive.
Oh.
As a security guard, the rule is you never, ever fire at a car unless they fire at you first.
Right.
That's the rule as a security guard. Now, this guy was a cop. But he was acting as a security guard. There are different rules, but they blend in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
we're all agreed on
this. You're not supposed to. He chased them out. The parking lot is tiny. So I don't know how fast he could have
been. But there's no reason for him to take a shot at the car anyway.
We are all in agreement.
The only reason, and this was brought up earlier today on one of your shows, it's going to make a lot of news because, unfortunately, the guy was white. Now, Alexandria, a couple of years ago, a cop shot a Mexican. 18 times in a parking lot right down the street from my house. That means he shot him, reloaded, and shot him two more times because he was waving one of those, you know, Spanish metal belts at him. And they shot him like that. Nobody heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a big controversy because obviously the guy wasn't driving. And yes, he is a white guy.
Unfortunately, you know, when you hear that a brother got shot.
Okay, now I understand.
He got shot by a...
That's right, okay, okay.
A black guy gets shot every
Robert, time. Robert, listen, this is where you're wrong. If this was, if the kid that was shot was a black kid, you, in essence, what you're saying is that the news would, it would be like the last story before.
It would be on look the metro section, section.
You're so wrong about that.
You know why? Because it happens every day and it doesn't even make the news. Somebody got killed in D.C. the other day.
Yes, there are, senseless killings that go on in the District of Columbia every day. But this is one that everybody can relate to. That's like, hold on a second. The guy's not in Northwest. He's not in Southeast. He's not in a gang neighborhood. He's at freaking IHOP. If it was a black kid, people would be just as outraged as they are.
No, they would not. That is not true. You're
and it would get
white eyes. That's not the truth.
And
Mike.
It would get
Don,
just as much coverage.
Truth. Okay, I'm going to be the worst guy in the world right now. Remember about a month ago, they accidentally shot the guy that was taking sports bets. And the SWAT team, the same SWAT team that busted my little poker team, shot this guy in the chest.
I know, yeah.
And you know what I
the
felt?
The cops raided a poker game and shot a guy.
No, no, no.
Different.
That's even less than that.
Okay,
this guy was under investigation. They had him surrounded. They were going to arrest him. He had his hands up. They accidentally shot him in the chest. It was an accident. You know what I thought? It's about time. It's about time it's been a white accident. Because it's showing up a lot of brothers that accidentally get shot. Wow. Now, no, I'm
Robert,
a dick.
Listen.
But that's what I felt.
But, Robert,
okay?
Just listen to me.
It's a white
if,
black
if
thing.
This had been
you
a brother.
Brothers to get shot.
If this was a brother that was shot like this at IHOP with his friends, you would have white people just as outraged
you mentioned
as they are.
That is not true.
In that neighborhood. In that neighborhood, not in other neighborhoods, so it wouldn't be
what
as big
about
a story.
What about the brother that got shot a couple of years ago when a cop followed him from Maryland to D.C. to Virginia and shot him in the back like 8 times? And that just went to trial the other day. Just a, every cop shooting, I don't dislike the police, but as a black man, I do distrust them, okay? There's a long history there of not being trusted.
Listen,
okay?
If it was
what?
A black kid, it
finish.
Would be on the news.
If the cops shoot a black man, it doesn't make them, you always, 9 times out of 10, take the shot. They're always justified. There have been black men shot, handcuffed in the front of a goddamn police car, and it's justified. It's justified because they thought,
hey,
I
Robert,
mean, you know what it is? I found out this. I went to a hospital, and I saw a baby being
break.
Born.
We have to break.
And black babies have guns sewn into their hands.
We have to
so
break.
So every time
Robert,
a cop sees
Robert,
a black man's
stop,
hand,
stop it
looks like a goddamn gun.
Stop it.
They shot a black man who
about,
had a cell phone in his hand,
you're
and they said it looked like a gun. What were they expecting, a ray gun?
If that was a black kid, everybody would be very
that
upset.
That is not true, and you know it. You can't say
I know that.
You're living through the white man's eyes. You are not
can
famous.
I tell you something?
It's not fair to say
hold
that.
Hold on.
It's not fair to say that.
Has there ever been a shooting at tar babies?
Oh, God. There will be.
There will be.
How about that?
Merely a prediction.
Yes, it's a prediction.
Couldn't
he didn't really
wrong.
Mean that, ladies and
no.
gentlemen.
Well, not a back. Sermon. It's a thought.
Just a thought.
We'll come back.
What you going to play now?
Bobby. Discussion for Black History Month.
With more of our more of our Black History Month discussion.
I like it. Let's have some Kool-Aid
with Bobby Mailman.
What did you just say?
I said, let's have some Kool-Aid.
Well, we know what you put in it.
Wow.
A PCP.
Nobody is spared today, Buzz.
I can see
nobody
that.
Is spared from the wrath of Robert
can't
the Angry
wait
Mailman.
For the next segment.
We're going to break.
We're going to hold hands in the parking lot. And
okay, get out.
Y'all.
Come on, get out. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, no, man, you said we was going to Sizzler.
Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having, overdose, Dick Gregory, Bahamian diet drinking ass up. Leave me alone.
The Don and Mike Show. Here to repossess your funny bone, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Happy Black History Month.
Big Dog Friday, Mama doesn't know she's.
Where's Robert?
He was out in the hallway dancing.
I hope he's dancing to Garth. Or excuse me, Chris. Don't forget, Garth Brooks changed his name, wasn't it? Chris Gaines?
Yeah, only on that one album.
I like what you guys were calling him earlier, Goth Brooks. This is black fingernail polish.
Now all you got to do is call outside?
Yeah, or I can go get it.
Okay. We have breaking news.
Ah. Breaking news.
Vanessa is here.
Fantastic.
All right.
Want it?
Bring her in.
Bring it in.
Have you gotten a look yet?
I have not, and I will not look as it walks by the window.
All right.
Don't you either. Let's both
be surprised when he or she walks in.
I'll look downward.
This is someone who called the show.
For $200.
I guess like in the first break today, two hours ago.
Right.
Very manly. You looked.
What? No, I didn't see anybody.
You looked.
Didn't see anything.
I saw you look.
Saw nothing.
See, I'm looking over here. I'm not even making eye contact with my best buddy. Mike.
Right. Here comes Vanessa.
And
it's Vanessa.
Hold on.
Yeah, baby.
Hold on. It is a lady.
There she is.
Oh,
it's all woman. It's all woman, baby.
Oh. I think it's getting some sugar.
Giving Mike a big, long hug.
Baby. Look at that. Have we got a little lip slip happening there?
Yeah. All right.
So now, let's see. Vanessa.
Yes.
I need to hear the voice.
I need you to get right on that microphone.
Yes, we need course. To hear you.
All right. She's reaching in her pocket for something. What's she handing out?
There you go.
It's a gift.
What do we have?
Ah, the military ID.
I'm going to prove it, so there you are.
Oh, no. No, I believe it. Okay. She's giving me her military ID. Now, would you speak into the microphone and just say, whatever, how was your drive-in today?
You know, actually, I was coming against the traffic, so it wasn't so bad, but whoever that person is who's giving me directions, you're quite wrong. Oh. Well, I got turned around.
This is the deal.
Even now that I'm looking at you with your breasts,
right.
and I see you're a woman, you still have a masculine voice.
I have a commanding voice, not...
Robert just came in.
Robert Mailman
is here. Oh, no. Oh, Robert.
Get your hands
Robert,
off
don't
Robert.
Put your tongue in her ear. Come on. Stop it. Behave yourself.
Well, now, Vanessa, how often do you get that from somebody? If you're calling to make a mail order thing or you're ordering something?
All the time. All the time.
And I would imagine, do you use it to your advantage to sound like a guy? Because, I mean, I know there are many circumstances.
A lot of times.
I bet. Do you ever, like, know that you sound like a guy sometimes where you can really use it to your advantage, where you can say, I would like you to get that delivered
absolutely.
By now, you know?
Absolutely. I've done it. Especially, I used to be a recruiter for the Army, so that would work a lot.
All right, well, then, Vanessa, if you wouldn't mind, because more than glad to give you the $200, and I got to pay that guy in Rochester, too.
I don't think you finalized the bet with him. So
no, that was a real bet.
You just promised her $200.
Would you, in your deepest, most masculine voice, go back to your training with the...
Are we going to change masculine to commanding? That would
commanding.
Commanding, yes, because commanding now she's all woman.
Served her country.
Would you please say, get your ass out of bed and get down to the kitchen?
All right, very good.
Get your ass out of bed and get down to the kitchen.
Yeah. That's commanding.
That's the man's voice,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
That's
get
a man's voice.
Go.
But we have $200 for you.
We do.
Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Now,
I got a question for her.
Yeah, what?
Are those real? Yes. I don't trust looks. I have to.
Robert, stop it now. Don't sexually harass her.
I'm not harassing. I'm just asking a question.
Let's get a camera because what we want to do is get a picture of Vanessa
if we could.
With us. If it's okay. Yeah. Put it on our website.
She's a lady with a deep voice.
She's a lady with a deep voice. That's exactly. As I said all along.
Mm-hmm.
As I said all along.
Don, you probably slept with somebody just like this beautiful young lady back in the day.
I have had brown sugar.
Yes.
I've had sex.
You know what it's called? It's called, what's it called from,
you're getting heavy.
In juice. Yeah.
You're getting heavy.
Yeah. Arm?
Yeah, thanks.
Robert has been basically draped over Vanessa
right
since
now,
they
she's
came
not
in.
Having it.
Let's see. How about, can everybody come over here on my side?
Okay.
For the picture.
Right.
Are we going to take a picture?
No problem at all. We'll do this right now. We get this on the website tonight right after the show.
Right over here, Vanessa.
All right, good. All right, let's get Robert in here. Let's get Vanessa right in the middle. Hi, Vanessa.
Why did Rob give me a pat?
How are
reassuring
you?
Pat?
Hi.
There we go. Oh, now look at that. Oh, you are all woman, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's fun. I use it to my advantage.
There she is. Okay. Yeah, that's nice. And Robert down on the floor. And hi. Hi. Anytime.
Anytime, man.
There you go. Do you get it, Johnny?
Got
it? Beautiful.
Very good.
All right. Nice. Beautiful. Put that right up on the internet.
What?
Who is what?
That's Jennifer.
What are you talking about?
Jennifer Aniston.
Who just screwed with my lights?
That was Rob's fat ass hitting the switch.
his ass is on his back.
You mean this? Yes.
It's a crazy day today.
I
sure
work
is.
With a picture of Jennifer Aniston. I have for the
you
last
know,
10 years.
She's not that cute.
Look at the other side.
Oh. Eh, whatever.
I would.
I like Beyonce Knowles better myself.
I would do Jennifer Aniston with yours.
Of course you would.
End of argument.
What's that?
Sit down, Vanessa. Yes, go ahead. Sit
have
down. Relax. Enjoy yourself.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Hey, Don.
What a Black History Month show this
yeah,
has turned,
this
out,
has
to
turned
be.
Out to be a great Black History Month
yes.
show.
Yes, wonderful.
Hello, you're on the air.
Celebration Month show.
You are on the air.
It is you. Speak to us, caller.
Hey, Don.
What?
Idiot.
Yes, hi, what? Vanessa, do you see how frustrating it
white
is?
Guys.
Every single
hey,
day.
Hey, I had a quick question about for Rob.
All right, why do you keep pausing, sir?
He's a white guy.
Because it's coming in and out.
What's
Bye!
Coming in?
I don't have time for
right,
that.
No time.
I'm sorry, no time for that.
Hey, Don, I'm going to do something about tar babies. I'll come up
Hold
with
on.
A solution.
We do have, from the internet, thank God, somebody emailed this at our website.
Okay.
A color picture. Of the sign at Tar Baby's Pancake.
Yeah, and that's right. The nickname.
Now, we'll put that up on our website today as
Bad
well.
Pass.
Jesus!
Yeah,
and it's still in business.
Yeah.
See, you guys have the shortest memory span. I bought you a picture of that a year ago.
Ah, that explains it.
Yes, I did. And you didn't believe
me
then.
And the company line, the way we understand it, is that when the staff was asked about it, according to that one guy, they say this is the owner's nickname.
And
that's what they say, and that's
I'm
the company
tell you
line.
Something. If he's a black guy... He is by far the stupidest son of a bitch on the planet.
Now, hold on. Let me ask Vanessa a question. Hold on. Vanessa,
yes.
Would you share the mic with her for a second?
Yes.
Have you heard Robert on our show before?
Yes.
How do you feel he represents your race?
Robert.
That way to get right to it, Don.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
He represents himself, and he speaks the way he feels. Now, some of the things he says are things I feel, but I wouldn't quite say them that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Vanessa. Now, that's the honest. I appreciate that. I do not represent the race. I represent myself.
I don't
celebrate Black History Month.
You represent
I am
the
Black
race.
History.
I represent the race.
You represent your race.
That's right. The
you
amazing
all do.
Race.
You all do.
The amazing race.
Yeah.
The whites.
The amazing race.
The amazing
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Did you catch
the current situation in the world, you're probably going to blow up the world.
Did you catch...
You happy, white man?
The amazing race last year when there was a family from Virginia.
The black family.
Right. He remembers it all.
You know...
You got to remember, he's a radiophile, too, so he remembers everything.
The white race for the last...
Why did you put on...
in the military.
Why did you put on all your stuff?
It's cold in here.
It is
too white in here.
Yeah, I'm wearing a coat.
It's white. You got the temperature on white. We have the temperature on white.
Just
the fact that doesn't involve black people. For the last 50 years, about a dozen white men have had their finger on a button that could blow up all life on this planet. Good job, Mike. Good job, Don.
Stop calling me by my real name.
Hey, I keep forgetting. You look like a Mike. I'm sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What the hell is that
Don
supposed
Geronimo.
To be?
Do you like the Native American? Why do you call yourself a Native American name?
Because
Geronimo.
It was given to me when I got
Geronimo!
Into radio business.
Uh-huh.
For God's sakes.
You don't even have it. You don't even know what... You probably don't have no Indian in your blood.
I'm adopted. I don't know anything about my lineage.
Well, why don't you do the blood test? They can find out what race you came from.
Because I don't want to know.
I know a little about my lineage, Robert the Mailman.
Hello.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Just around the corner.
Yeah. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Robert,
it's cold in here.
Robert always talks over. Why does he always have to talk over people?
Because I love air time.
Part of Black History Month. I'm sorry. Hey, it's not the white comedian channel. It's the Blue Comedy Collar channel.
The Blue Collar.
Blue Collar.
Yeah.
And
right,
we all
do.
Yeah. If you hear one black person.
And he screwed it up while he was correcting us, too, by saying. Robert, hold on a second. The Blue Comedy Collar channel. That's exactly what the guy just said.
It's for white people. They made a channel for white comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Have the Smothers Brothers on there, too.
Don and Mike Show. Hey, hello.
I like the Smothers Brothers.
Hello.
Well, I don't.
Why?
Because they messed up Flip Wilson's career.
Oh, they did.
He would have been more famous if
really?
It wasn't for those darn Smothers Brothers.
What, did they replace Flip Wilson?
No, I'm just making it up.
Okay. Oh, this is good.
Hello,
it was good.
Yeah. Don and Mike.
I'm not that old either.
You're on the air. Hello.
Believe me.
I love
hey,
Don Knotts.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, who's sitting closest to Vanessa? How much patty cake makeup does she have on?
She has on
very combat. I don't think she's got any makeup
she's
on
got
at
got
all.
She's got the military look. I work around these
she's
military.
She's not made up at all.
She probably
I'm
afraid she sounds a little bit like a tranny.
I mean, listen,
no.
That's,
no.
Well, that's
commanding
the,
voice. Listen, the aforementioned discussion was about whether she was a man or a woman. She has proved that she is all
tonight.
Woman.
Vanessa, you've been thoroughly insulted by all these white men, I like to say.
Oh, shut up.
Because
shut
I knew
up.
You were a woman. You come
can,
in here, you look nice.
Robert,
you
can look at the picture of Vanessa.
Robert's hitting on her.
Look at the picture of Vanessa on our website tonight.
Don and Mike website.
Don't touch her.
Stop harassing our guest.
Keep your hand off her.
You want to go get some pancakes?
You're hitting on her. You know you're hitting on her, and I know you're hitting on her.
I'm not hitting on her.
And you know what? You're really
spoken
hitting
for.
On her,
I'm
too.
Spoken.
Now we have to break, and yes. When we come back, you can have one more segment before the news.
This is just flying by.
Doesn't it?
I've got a friggin' headache.
I'm sorry.
You're in a better mood, though. You know what? Here's the good news. You're
in
a better mood. Yes, you are in a better mood.
Yes,
you are. Yes, you are.
Part of me's in a better mood.
You know why you're in a better mood? Because Vanessa's
I'm tired
good.
Of being around, you know, it's nice to have some chocolate in the room.
Sure is.
That's right, because you're so uncomfortable around us white folks.
Oh, please, don't come around my house. You can't play cards. You can't come over. I don't want just
let me make you
don't
me,
look at me. Don't talk to me.
Let me make you feel more comfortable then.
Don't do it.
Hey boy, why don't you go get me a nice big glass of lemonade?
Is that before or after I kick your ass? Because I will get it. You want ice in that master? Let me do it with one foot, because it's going to be shoved right up your pants. Why don't I go paint the picket fence outside and move right to the Tom's Cabin Part 3?
You am reading my mind.
Am I?
You are
boss.
Like,
you
are
don't
like
beat me,
Cleo.
Boss. Don't beat me. What's on the menu at Tar Babies? We got coon cakes.
God.
We got Tar Baby fries.
Now
I want the burger. I want it tarred and feathered.
I got a headache now.
Me too.
Oh, God.
I want a hanging shake.
Oh,
Vanessa, it was a
great
pleasure to meet you, ma'am.
Vanessa, congratulations on your $200.
Yes,
very good.
Very sweet.
That man and I, we both believed in you all the time, the whole time.
From the very beginning.
Buzz and me.
Nice to meet you.
What are you yelling about?
I just said make sure you don't get a check from the white man.
No. She's going to get a check.
It will bounce.
We're going to pay you in nickels.
After they beat you with them.
Oh, God. Wow.
My God.
Sorry you didn't hear that, Vanessa.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, brother.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Robert.
Is this drunk Chad?
Yeah.
Oh,
Lord.
Chad can't stand. You know, Chad likes airtime about as much as Robert does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
The only thing he lacks is talent, though. I'm funny.
I'm funny.
What, drunk Chad?
And I seen comic view, man. Those guys aren't funny. Like, what? Bailing.
Like Jeff Foxworthy or the cable guy?
The cable guy.
That's get her done.
Is it Larry the Cable Guy?
Get her done.
Bye-bye. Hold on.
Fried eggs or something?
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my buddy.
You might be a winner.
Finally.
Everyone's joining in today.
Finally, it's someone who truly understands the black
Commander
experience.
Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Give him his props. Lieutenant.
Watch it, you punk.
Who are you talking to, Tom?
I'm talking to Robert.
I gave you props, you little retard.
Oh, no.
Watch it, monkey. Hey, I got tagged.
No.
Watch it, you monkey. I'm going to tell, what's his name on?
Bye!
Oh. Oh, my God, it's pandemonium here.
I'm out.
Right.
I'm out. Let me just say, you started it, though.
You did. Yeah.
You called him Lieutenant Commander. I was giving him props.
Yeah, he did attack. Tom did it.
Now, come on, you know him.
Tom was in full attack mode right out of the game.
Small IQ.
I said Commander. Tom Gavin.
Tom was in full attack mode. I'm going to give Robert his credit here.
You know,
Tom was in attack mode.
The racism comes out and all. He's still white.
Take him out.
Gotcha.
It's Tom again. Tom is back.
Tom, you might be retarded. And you're in the
hey, watch it, Robert.
But you're white. You got
Robert,
there. You got there, retard.
Stop it, Robert.
I'm going to come in. I'm going to leave something special on your pillow tonight.
I'm going to tell
Hey,
you know what I'm gonna do?
Be nice, cause all the orderlies are black.
Hey, you know what I'm gonna do?
Be nice to me.
Hey, wait,
that's gonna be
Robert.
Sleeping in a linen closet.
Hey, Robert,
there's a phone call. Hey, put his ass in a garbage pail and roll him onto the street.
Hey, I'm gonna do you.
You retard.
Oh, play the Buckingham.
There'll be roaches in your cornflakes.
Okay.
Watch it, Robert.
Hey, Tom. Y'all Jamaican women.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Vanessa.
Oh, shut up, I'm talking.
A pleasure
what
to meet
want,
you.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
What?
Listen, I'm going to tell Sam to let the tires out of your vehicle.
All right.
Vanessa,
that's an inside joke that only me and you understand.
It was a pleasure to meet you,
nice
ma'am.
Nice meeting you, Vanessa.
Very
yes.
sweet woman. Thank
very
you for
nice.
Coming down.
Thank
Robert,
you.
Hold on. You get one more second. Tom, take us to break.
Don and Mike, do the break.
Bye. Bye.
Retard.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show, 3FM. This is the Don and Mike Show.
If I had any balls, if the commissioner of this league had any balls,
yeah.
If the president of the Players Association had any balls, if it wasn't a financial issue about greed, with designated growth revenues and all that bullcrap, we would have four players healthy today.
Who he?
That was Brian Cox.
The Don and Mike Show.
And let's get right to it.
Remember that having their program every day is a luxury. The Don and Mike Show.
Don't have got time for tapes. Don't have time for phone calls. Want to give Robert one more segment here on Black History Month. Tell you, Buzz was just at MySpace.com, and someone has signed uh-huh. Michael Hughes up
yes.
with his own MySpace.
I haven't met him yet.
And what to say? Michael Hughes, I'm a 37-year-old middle-aged Jew from Fairfax. I hate my life and my job. No one listens to me or respects me. My children hate me, and my wife cheats on me. My employees, Don and Mike, encourage and subordination amongst all the employees
yeah.
in order to get my mind off my miserable life. I give myself warm white enemas and wear adult diapers, who I'd like to meet. I'd like to meet other kinky people who want to hold the enema while I'm on all fours.
Hello.
Michael's interests. Taking dope, enemas, being an adult baby, and a coward. Movie, Brokeback Mountain. TV, Will and Grace, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Oh, sure.
Book, How to Give Yourself a Warm Wine Enema. Hero, G. Gordon Liddy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And Michael already has one friend on MySpace.
That's more than me.
Yeah, that's great. He'll make too. A lot more.
Oh, and someone from Sacramento. What does this note say? Someone from Sacramento put up profiles for all of us. On
yeah.
MySpace.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Thank you so much. All right, Robert, here we go. Here we go.
How you doing?
Now, it is Black History Month. You've been here. I think this has thus far been an A-plus performance.
Me too.
Today.
I'm happy with it.
That's
so far.
Delightful. Yeah.
And I'm going to take it to another level. But on a side tip, I have plans for Tar Babies. I have a picture. I'm going to download it. I'm going to take it to a Photoshop. And I'm going to start printing T-shirts. And I'm the first customers, you guys.
Oh,
and I'm
going
to start selling them at your appearance.
What's the T-shirt going to say?
Is Tar Baby.
Be a Tar Babies T-shirt?
Tar Babies on the front and on the back. This is what we're fighting for in the back. How about that?
Wow.
A little statement.
Very, very controversial.
Thank you.
Should sell a lot of them.
I should. Especially white people.
Might want to get a help like button. You. Get the help button for that one. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. You know, that big, you know, the Staples help
the
button.
Commercial.
Needs
yeah.
some help.
Absolutely.
You don't think that idea of
a little rough around the edges, that idea is.
Well, you know.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Starts off rough.
Listen, yeah. you bastard, I want to give you a compliment. That you know, I think that really you are more honest about race than just about anybody that will talk about it on the radio.
You know why? Because I see the humor in it. Racism is stupid.
And I agree with you. And
some people are they don't want to tell the truth. And I like I told you a long time ago, and it's the truth. All black people hate white people. But it's just how you deal with it. You can laugh,
mm-hmm.
or you can be mad. I'm not going to let the fact of the history and the hypocrisy of America stop me from being successful.
Anyway, right?
I think that America is a great place, but its people don't keep up with the promise that they make to each other and themselves. They're not honest.
If I can totally not get heavy on your ass, which would be pretty hard because it's gigantic already.
But I can always turn around. You know,
that's okay.
No,
you know what? I really think, and I'm giving you a compliment.
Thank you, sir.
I think that if you and I, and like I mentioned, I love that Charles Barkley book. And I
need to read it.
You do, because the thing about Robert and I is he comes in and he does his old Don's and Mike's and I'll do this for you. It's a joke.
Right.
You kid me, I kid you.
Right.
It's a friggin' joke. I dig that about you. Sometimes you take it too far, but then...
Well, you always whip me back in the shade.
That's what it's about.
I get it.
Anyway, this has been a very good, spirited appearance today.
Yeah, I'm happy. I thought I was going to come up short. Rob, you're going to have to clap. Because we know, at the end of the day, you bought Don Kuhn salt shakers that were not supposed to be brought out on the air. You bought that for him personally.
Why do you remember everything?
Because... I remember the Chasing the Darkie, leadership program that you and your son were involved in.
What? Chase the Darkie leader?
Chase the Slave?
See, what? You weren't in it, but your neighbors were.
Right. The rich white neighbors in Great Falls.
Oh, it was that thing about the Civil War.
Right.
The Civil War.
Right. You know, well, your side won.
Can I say something?
Sure.
No, I didn't particularly care for your segment today.
Well, you've already chased away enough employees. So
yeah, I know.
You know.
I just didn't.
You're a shark in blood infested.
I mean,
water.
I know Don's sincere. I don't doubt that for a second. It just didn't do it for me.
But we already know there's a character flaw with you. You don't have enough Mexicans working at your restaurant.
Yeah, I understand this. I just wanted
Mexico
to put my
is your restaurant.
I wanted
worse,
to put
so
my two cents
enough.
In. You know, I
you
thought
can't
the
keep workers. You told me that.
Thought
back
the segment
back.
Was a little labored, a little tedious.
I think in your own.
I'm sorry you didn't have any impressions during it.
In your own dumb way.
There goes your bonus.
That would have punched it up.
There goes your bonus.
It's a very good.
That would have made it sing.
I agree.
It's a yin to a yang, to the white to the black. Mm-hmm. But now that we're past all of that,
yes.
Here you go. What is it that you want to say on this predominantly white radio station mm-hmm. to a predominantly white audience on the last day of Black History Month?
Well, my only lot in life, my foot.
Remember I told you how much
thing,
I love you because I know you like
the
joke.
Together. It's the love. Uh-huh. So my last little segment here, and I think three segments. Hey, I'll be. I don't need the Viagra for a month now. Thank you.
You killed today. You did good today.
But I have a question, Don.
Yeah.
And I want to post it to white America. Mm-hmm. It's been on my heart. It's semi-serious, but we can make a joke out of it too.
Okay.
It's been on my heart for a long time, and I was actually going to protest this, but
what is it?
My Jewish friends, I have a question for them.
No, do we have to bring them in? It's Black
History
Month.
It's his segment,
Don. I know how it always thinks to the blacks and the Jews, but I don't have a problem with Jews. I just have a question for the Jews.
Okay.
Even the ones in this building that run everything. Okay. Why is there a Holocaust museum on federal land, Washington, D.C., for my Jewish brothers when there was no Holocaust in America?
Why did I just tell him how much I appreciate his humor?
You know what
he
does. Let him run. Let him run with it.
The real Holocaust in America, as we all know, was the Native American who's been almost wiped out, and the black man who was brought here against his will to do all the labor, and, you know, and we all know that story. We're not going to go into that. I don't need no white
So would kids. You like a slave museum?
Yeah, I would.
Because we have a Holocaust museum, we would like
a slave
museum.
No, I want a Holocaust museum with the same respect that they show our Jewish brothers who were almost annihilated in Europe.
You're not diminishing their plight, right?
No. And I think I'm bringing the races together because they should understand my plight.
Uh-huh.
Because I understand theirs. I've seen the concentration camps. You know, Ralph's been there. You know, he's got postcards and stuff. You know, he's got some of the surgical stuff in his basement.
Who does? Rob does.
Have you been looking in his window?
That Rob does.
You got piece of the Hindenburg.
That's not a concentration camp.
And you got a you got Nazi
That's a
flag.
Rigid airship.
You got Nazi flags in you. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Why are you quarreling?
Why are you playing a Fat Albert? You know, I have psychological problems about this song because I used to be called Fat Albert in the style.
Okay, what is it really you want to say now? Yeah, you started something about the Jews. I don't really follow
well,
what
you said.
Well,
he was saying he wants the museum with the same reverence.
African-American Holocaust Museum.
Recognition. What else?
And
what else?
What else?
Yes.
60 seconds. Give him 60 seconds.
Can I get some free food at O'Mara's?
Yes.
Can I,
if I like your final thing here, I'll give you some free food.
Seriously, 60 seconds.
Okay. I don't celebrate Black History Month. I am Black History. I don't need the shortest month of the year to justify my existence in America.
Right.
We were brought here against our will, and we've done a man's work for 400 years. We just got civil rights the other day, and we're trying to make strides to catch up with the white man. We know we have to work with the white man. We can't be like the cowhead and blow up everything, but we're going to work with the white man. Okay? It's a new day. There's no more institutionalized racism. Anybody can make it in America if you put your mind to it. White, black, green, or yellow, except Spanish.
And let's take a hint from the Chinese and learn math. How about that?
Is that
it? That's my... That's God damn it, Rob.
That's inspiring.
You know what? I'm not a fat black woman, okay?
Is that it?
She's dead, too.
Nell Carter, though. Great black woman.
Nell Carter died.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right.
Shop.
You know what? I like that. I like that, but I'm afraid your next entree will be full price. Sorry.
Robert, thank you for coming down.
Don't expect to hear.
Good appearance today.
Thank you, fellas.
Good job.
Robert the Angry Mailman.
I'll be sometime this summer. I am going back to Myrtle Beach, though.
I can't wait to hear about that.
We are going
to
have the picture of Tar Babies on our website.
In front of it.
And
we're
we'll
a bunch
have
of
the
brothers together, and we're going to take a picture in front
Robert
of it.
Robert and Vanessa, and this has been an all-black show today. You should be proud of yourself.
Is that a good thing or bad thing?
I know.
It's
Rob,
a good thing.
Rob's over here giving me the thumbs
Rob's
down.
Very upset.
Well,
at least he's not giving
down.
Me the middle finger and a straight arm.
Well, we're moving on now.
It's been great having you on.
You know what?
What?
You ain't got no Roots music? You ain't got the Roots theme song back there? Right?
No, because everybody really recognizes Roots.
Well,
the theme song.
Everybody's not 4 years old and recognize the goddamn theme of Good Times or whatever the hell that was.
What was the theme to Roots?
Hey, Whitey.
Right, get out of here.
Thank you, Robert.
See you, Robert. Happy Black History Month.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
See you in the Xbox Nation.
Poker with you.
All right, see you.
Watch out for the headphones. All right.
Bye-bye.
I think America's a little more colorblind than it was when we started.
It's a slow exit for him.
Jesus Christ.
He's doing the walk. All right.
I take responsibility for giving him all that time today, man. I mean, I know for a lot of people, he's like Excedrin headache number one. I wasn't talking about you, Mike, even though I know
how you really feel.
Right. I'm kidding, of course. But I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
Just being in the room with him, mm-hmm. I'm just telling you how fond I am of him.
No, I know you like him.
Gives me a freaking...
That was Rob slamming the door.
Headache like you would not... believe.
It gets very intense. You're battling a little headache right now?
Yeah.
It's a lot of energy. It's a tremendous amount of energy.
It is.
There he goes.
He's out there giving the Heil Hitler.
Did you not agree that he was on his game like he's never been on his game?
Explosive energy.
Robert.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
It's just all calm in here now, isn't it?
Yeah. And Vanessa was a girl.
Hey, well, I knew that all along.
And what a girl.
Buzz?
Yeah.
The thing is, you should see him, he really gets pissed.
He does.
Like when he starts to make his real statement, and this comes on. Buzz, what are your lead stories on the news and comments tonight?
Tonight, today's next stepping is all you, baby. A story involving the words gang rape and Disney. And just because your dog wants boots doesn't mean it's lesbian.
Oh, well now, okay, I'm there.
Wow.
I'm there. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments, coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hey, hey!
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
They love to make pudding. Don and Mike.
Now, Buzz, I know you've got your new show coming out,
right?
This is really breaking news.
Ah.
This is such a stupid company that we work for. I had alluded to this earlier in the show as a rumor.
Yeah.
This is now true.
Right.
CBS has filed a lawsuit, $500 million against Stern. Basically, what they're saying in the 43-page complaint is that besides the fact that they're alleging that the guy got paid from Sirius while he was still working for CBS with stock options. The way I'm reading this, the main thing they're mad about is that he promoted his satellite radio deal while he was on regular radio.
That's the bottom line.
You know, like from day one, didn't we get on the air and behind the scenes and say, listen, you are robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Okay.
That on one hand, you don't have the balls to tell the guy, shut up about your new gig.
Right.
Because you want to keep the advertising money coming in.
The control, it would seem to me, is on CBS to tell him, if you don't, we're taking you off. And and he continued to do it.
So they got the money that they wanted from the advertising from the last year that he was on the air.
Might have been a strategy all along. It might have been a strategy to, hey, let him do this. It's actionable. And
maybe.
And then at the end, we'll get both our revenue and we'll still sue him.
But it's so dumb.
Yeah, well, it's dumb on the level we said before, I think, for the publicity that it's going to continue to keep him the front of the news.
The reason that he is not relevant now, first off, is because really, like, what percentage of America has satellite radio?
Right.
A very small percentage.
As you said a long time ago, welcome to oblivion.
You know, not that someday it won't be, but now it ain't.
Right.
That's just a fact.
Right.
You know what you've done right here? You've given him somebody else to go after. Because the guy's whole gig was, oh, the FCC is after me. I'm being prosecuted, Robin. Nobody.
Oh, Howard.
Nobody. Robin.
Howard.
Robin.
Howard.
Robin, the FCC is after me every day, Robin.
Howard, you're so
what
put
can
upon.
I do?
You're so put upon, Howard.
Admit, Robin, Howard. I don't know what to do, Robin. I'm with my girlfriend, Robin, the FCC.
Howard, who do you hate now? Who's out to get you now, Howard?
Now will CBS out to get me, Robin?
I read a lengthy article about the fact that Howard, that the show, I haven't heard the show since I don't have Sirius,
right.
But that one of the problems is he doesn't have the great villain anymore. He doesn't have the FCC. He doesn't have people to complain again. Now that you're saying
they've supplied it for
him. They've supplied somebody.
The idiots of this company.
And some more publicity.
And I'm already, Howard. You're a target. You're a target, Howard.
You know, it's dumb. You guys are such jerks.
Never mind. You know, and they're starting to get the ratings results from around the country.
Yeah, that
you know,
may have something to do
with the replacements.
Uh-huh. I would say that if this was a strategy all along, but you know, knowing the way things go around here,
we don't do strategy.
I don't know.
No, like so.
Unless somebody was saying, when people like you were saying at the onset, hey, what are you letting him go on and promote this for? What the hell? Why don't you take him off the air? If the discussions were had at that point where it said, just wait, we've got a strategy. But I don't think that happened.
No. They didn't have a strategy. And what's happening now is that they're seeing David Lee Roth get zero ratings.
It would seem to
me. The guy in Los Angeles, the guy from Loveline, Adam
Carolla.
Carolla. Howard Stern's ratings, I think, were like a five-something.
Right.
A five-share.
Right.
This guy, first month he was on,
uh-huh.
a 0.7.
Jesus.
Wow.
31st place.
It's a rebuilding year.
Now, I'm sure that all of these guys, all of these replacement shows,
mm-hmm.
even though they've all seemed to suck thus far, we will eventually build some kind of small audience.
You know, I'm playing that case in my head. I'm going back and forth because I can hear the defense. I can hear the CBS saying, you know, you did this. You promoted this while you were under contract. We asked you not to. You continue to do that. And then the defense saying you could have taken him off at any time. You had the total power to do that.
It seems so.
It's just going to be, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out. But it seems to me the defense would be, I mean, if we were in a similar situation,
yeah.
you know, you have the right. It's your property.
Yeah.
You can pull the plug anytime you want.
You should have told us.
I mean, and just so you know, I'm not speaking ill about all of the replacements. Like the Junkies, I'm sure that their numbers tomorrow here on WJFK when they come out are not going to be nearly as horrendous mm-hmm. as all this other stuff.
Right.
With the audience shift. Because at least what you did was you got some guys who have been in the radio business who know what's going on.
And
right.
who are known to some degree in this market.
Yes, correct. However, in the big picture, like the guys that they got in Chicago and in Cleveland, all these other cities, the ratings came out 0.4.
It's amazing.
Yeah, ouch. So what you're doing right now as a company is you're in a defensive position because you're getting killed with these ratings that are coming out, showing mm-hmm. that the replacements, generally speaking, can't get one-tenth of the ratings, and you're going to sue the guy. All you're doing is giving him more publicity.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me that the publicity they're going to give him is almost worth it to Sirius. It really seems that way.
Yeah, I think so.
But who knows?
I'm not
a lawyer.
It don't make sense. I mean, a lot of this don't make sense.
Right.
I mean, I still wish I was in the room the day that they came up with David Lee Roth.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, really, you're replacing the biggest shoes in radio. Gosh, what can we possibly do? Well, hold on. Has anybody called Diamond David Lee Roth?
Wow. Wow.
you know what? You got it. $4 million a year, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, and that's his salary.
Very generous.
And incidentally, he's already on vacation.
Well, sure, it's hard.
And I've heard that he's not on vacation because of the grueling work schedule of the last 8 weeks.
No.
He's on vacation because just now they started to figure out that his show sucks.
And they might need to be doing a little retooling.
There you go. There you go.
Somebody needs a lot of tools.
That's why this is such a great place to work. That's why this is really such a great place to work.
That's
smart. That's smart. Sue Stern.
You better be careful. We might get sued.
Sue him for $500 million.
We could use the
after you allow him to use you like a toilet for the previous 16 months.
Right.
I mean, ridiculous. You deserve it. You deserve it. A judge should take the lawsuit and use it as toilet paper.
Seems to me that that was a pretty huge farewell party that they gave a guy that they were going to sue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that they allowed to let happen, you know, on the streets of New York.
I guess they hadn't been counting on an 07 month coming in.
Right.
Or a 0.4 month coming in.
Seems that would speak to the defense, you know. But when you talk about what they did, and they certainly sold that.
Yeah. Coming after May. Robin, May.
Oh, Howard.
May. I told you, Robin, they can't do it without me.
Howard.
David Lee Roth is nothing. And now they're suing May for $500 million.
You tell them, Howard.
Me. Artie.
Yeah, Howard.
Hey, are you glad you're on the show?
Oh, I wish my dad was alive to see this.
Your dead dad.
Yeah,
well. CBS is out to get May.
Everybody's out to get you, Howard.
May.
That's right, Howard.
May. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Howard.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Buzz.
Oh, we're getting sued. Good news. Great publicity.
They're so stupid.
Boy, they really are. They really are. It is tough.
It's amazing. I mean,
it's tough to figure that one out. Or is it?
Jesus Christ.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Amen. Mm-hmm. Oh, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Well, that was some real breaking news, though.
It was, actually. It is big news today.
I consider that to be real news.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's no way I should stop talking about this. They're going to get mad at me. Who cares if they get mad? It looks so bad for the company. It just looks so limp-y. It's like, okay, we're going to let you do it. Then you leave. Now we're getting our ass kicked. Wait, we're going to sue you. Wow. You know, meanwhile, he's sitting over there having a party tonight, you know.
And, you know, it's all...
Robin, I'm going to Nobu. I got into Nobu tonight. Great. I'll be on page one tomorrow. I'm being sued by CBS.
If the powers that be have anything at this place, they have one big hand on a plug. And they can pull the plug anytime they want.
That's right.
They can pull that plug.
Well,
they can do that. They have the power to do that.
Again, it's all just where you are in the food chain, because God knows you and I got our plug pulled a few times.
Many times.
Anyway.
Not as pleasant.
And you know what? No. It doesn't feel good all the time.
No. But
sometimes it feels really good.
Oh, yeah.
Hi there. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
What a dumb place this is to work. What a really dumb place this is. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Maybe it's better
and
where...
We are meeting with the lawyers this week, correct?
Thursday.
Thursday.
I thought it was Wednesday. No, it's Thursday.
Right. Well, that's good timing. I can congratulate all of them on this fantastic piece of legal maneuvering.
I'm sure they'd love to hear that. And, you know, we'll have a full room.
Are they just doing what they were told?
Yeah, they're all gonna be slithering on their bellies into the conference room.
That's right.
To lecture us on whatever it is they're going to lecture us on now.
My favorite part whenever we're going to meet with the lawyers is it's a huge conference room with a big conference table, and it's my favorite part when the lawyers come out of the basket.
it's like Anaconda.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not like an Indian thing. They actually play a clarinet, and the lawyers come out. It's very, very cool.
Who's that lady looking in the window?
Why is there a lady looking in the window? Interesting. Hi, wait. It looks like she's with a guy.
She's too attractive to work here.
Is she pretty?
I'll tell you that.
Huh. Really?
Let me just tell you something right now.
Was she fetching?
Again, she would not pass the qualification.
Yes, who is she, Rob?
Work here, I believe.
Ben's having an affair with her.
Really? The janitor?
Did you find out who she is?
Yeah, she had a settlement upstairs, and I guess she's getting the tour.
Ah. Ben normally doesn't let people do that.
She appeared sober, though, so I wasn't sure she was.
Was she attractive? I couldn't see her through the glass. Really?
Yes, she was.
Yeah, she's cute. I told you, no way she could work here.
No.
Has she gotten a chance? Maybe Mr. Burbank would let her sit in on his news.
I'm surprised he's still sitting there.
I have no problem with that.
I know you don't.
But I have a job to do. Okay. So I'm going to stay
right
here.
Here's another great thing about working for CBS. We share this building with a title company.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And in the middle of our radio show...
And Buzz and I were talking that the people that run the title company and kind of control the building are doing a super job of it.
Really? Yeah. Nice.
It's never looked better.
Apparently, if someone wants to come in and get like a seventh mortgage on their house, uh-huh. part of the deal is, oh, would you like to walk by the window and mm-hmm. watch the monkeys doing their show?
Yep, nice. one of the fringe benefits. We're a sideshow.
It's a nice plus.
That's right, we are.
Mm-hmm.
We got a break again.
Yeah,
it's that time.
Sorry. But you had something about next stepping, right?
Yeah, if there's time. We'll tell you what, when we come back, I'll do the story about your dog wanting boots.
That's a good idea. Thank you, Buzz.
You got it.
Thank you very much.
And now it's all out to the hallway to see the pretty lady.
Yeah. My name is Howard.
And I'm Robin Quivers.
They're persecuting me, Robin.
My name is Audie.
Get that girl in here. She's got to take her top off for me right now because that's so hot. I'm getting so hot. Take that top off. Show me those boobies.
Great news, Howie.
What's that, Audie?
We got sued. More publicity now.
We'll be right back.
And it really had dried all up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You didn't mean that, Mr. Geronimo.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, you see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right.
Out of the mouths of tards comes the Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Maybe it's better where you are.
Yeah.
Or maybe, as it is in New York, the sidewalks are trying to kill the dogs. It's gotten so bad, people have started putting boots on their pets. It's not a fashion thing, it's a safety thing. This time every year in New York, salt and slush melt into the sidewalks. The electrical wiring underneath, for streetlights and such, was buried decades ago, and the insulation has since worn away. The result is stray voltage. That's what they call it, stray voltage.
But it can't kill people?
It has electrocuted 4 people and 5 dozen dogs
Whoa!
In the last year.
You know, but this will be the perfect reason for all of those she's
yes.
New York bitches who like going out, walking their little tiny dogs that they can put into their handbag.
Right.
They will want to buy them designer shoes, like Louis Vuitton shoes.
Not to mention the dog walkers that they have in New York. I saw one person with 12 dogs on leashes.
Seen that, yes.
Amazing.
There were 1,400 reports of stray voltage in New York last year.
I stopped in the street and went,
wow.
Exactly. Dogs get hit the hardest because they don't usually wear shoes. And now, New Yorkers are spending $79 a pair for dog hiking boots. Others are just avoiding the manhole covers and hoping for the best. The electric company issued a statement saying it is dedicated to safety whenever possible. Dance, monkey, dance.
That is funny, whenever possible. That means they're not going to do anything.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't you have to really, really try to make 2 out of 3 people dislike you?
No.
Congratulations.
I don't.
Congratulations to President Bush for capturing that honor. The latest CBS News poll shows W's approval rating at an all-time low of...
Brother, what can I do to help
34%.
You?
That's an 8-point drop in 30 days.
All I have to do is look around this room.
This time, it's mainly because Mr. Homeland Security Guy secretly sold our poorly protected seaports to the Arabs. Americans hate that, according to the poll, even most Republicans. Americans also hate the heyday the media had when the vice president shot a guy.
Oh, heck, you're stepping on his neck.
Heyday.
No, I think Americans are in this poll. Americans have spoken, and they voted for next stepping. The poll also shows that Cheney's approval rating dropped 5% since the shooting, down to 18%.
That day that I shot him was one of the worst days of my life.
Now more than 8 out of 10 Americans don't like Cheney. We've heard about Disney University.
What?
I said we've heard before about Disney University.
I kid, Buzz, because I love you.
I know.
I kid because I love your next stepping.
That's right.
And I'm glad you kept it down to like just 5 sentences today.
Yeah, it was very minimal, and really I was speaking on behalf of America there by reading the poll results.
that day that I shot my friend.
Yeah, Big Dick?
That's one of the worst days of my life.
Anyway, Disney University. We've heard before how the college kids who put on the goofy costumes have a pretty wild time in their dormitory life there in Florida.
Yes, yes.
We've even heard there's a website. But now it's turned ugly. A Disney worker says she was gang raped by four co-workers at a nearby apartment complex. The woman says they took turns making her perform various sex acts despite her telling them to stop. Police say the accused men are being very cooperative.
Man, it's fun to watch.
The investigation continues. The Disney company has no comment. Walt is spinning in his block of ice.
Do it again.
And the discount...
I heard she was feeling goofy.
Uh-huh. That's how it starts.
That's what really got it going.
A discount store in Boston is apologizing for advertising men's undershirts as wife beaters. I saw their newspaper ad. That's what they called them. A spokesman for the company Building 19 says the advocates for domestic violence victims are right, quoting him... It was awful, and I'm sorry it happened. It's a slang expression, but we should have known better. I'm supposed to read every word. Sometimes it's busy or I'm lazy.
What is the technical? It's tank tops, right? Is that the tank top tee?
An A-shirt, an undershirt.
Muscle shirt.
Muscle shirt,
yeah. We call them a slingshot.
A slingshot?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Like Y-front slingshot, that type of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Old man undershirt.
Like an Archie Bunker
shirt. Archie Bunker undershirt.
You said that for a long time.
Yeah.
Sexy.
When we come back, training airline personnel doesn't always pay off.
You know what, Buzz? I see that you have been so great with the time, and thank you for helping us with
certainly.
The clock.
Certainly.
We have about 20 seconds.
All right.
You want to just riff on Bush? Go ahead.
Just off the top of my head?
Really, seriously, go ahead. Let's start and go.
I'm excited. I'm happy and I'm proud because I believe that the American people have, at least the majority of them, have together now for the first time perhaps latched onto the idea that this guy's just goofy. And he's obviously made this ports deal already. The decision's already made. It's a done deal. And now he's going to tell us why we're all stupid for not going along with it. Is that 20 seconds?
18, 19, and...
There you go. What you going to play now? Bobby, I don't know, but whatever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two,
thank you,
three.
Buzz.
Make it funky. Yeah.
You want to make sure that you had your next stepping time.
I do feel better. I thought that 20 seconds was funky.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Incredibly fascinating.
Yeah.
And entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
When they lay it out, they play it out. Don and Mike.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, as sometimes happens, it was a scary flight. On Friday's Virgin Air trip from Gatwick, England to Las Vegas, they hit some unexpected turbulence over Greenland. The plane began to shake, and then dropped 8,000 feet. People and trays of food went flying through the cabin. Quoting a passenger, we could see the wing was bent upright. It looked like I looked to the stewardess for reassurance, but she let out a large scream and shouted, we're going to crash! We're going to crash! We're going to crash! The trained flight attendant freaked out, and following her lead, so did 451 passengers.
Wow.
Everyone's fine now.
Wow.
Or are they?
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time. Did you ever say what was going on that flight?
Yeah, there was turbulence.
But that's all.
That's it.
There was no, like, fat guy up in the front seat breaking the...
That may have caused the turbulence.
Breaking the seal.
Don't move.
And that's it. We got to fly, everybody. Well, what can I say? I'm going to go home and listen to this. Rob has burned this onto a CD
oh, good.
Today's show. And I'm just going to drive home and listen to the Robert segments over and over again.
They're worth it. They really are.
We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Don't forget to check out our show on iTunes. Go to iTunes. Go to podcast.
Right.
And as of this moment, until we win the big lawsuit against Howard Stern, it's still free.
Still very free.
It's still free, so get to iTunes. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Mike, you haven't talked this tonight?
I do, yeah. Whole bunch of them. I love them. They're like little fingers.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.